Non number, non this, this number, new number. Number, number, new number.
You are mother chod, ban chod.
No, you're mother chod, dur mother chod.
Ban chod, kala, kaan kato?
You're listening to Madhouse Live, live on the largest prank call station in the nation. In the Prank Call Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live.
Everybody, what's up, everybody? It's Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio, here to do a Madhouse Radio show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here with Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, Milkman? Yeah, Milkman. All right, I'm sure Milkman will join me shortly. We can't hear you, Milkman. Can't hear you. In case you don't know, can't hear you right now. There you are. Oh, I'm all right. I'm fine. Thanks for asking, man.
Wow, the word's in the air. The Hermanito is back.
Yeah.
He's back in bigger forces than ever before.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the adventure you got for us here, Hermanito Brother.
Big fucking adventure. I can't wait either, man. I can't wait so bad. Let's call for a guitar. Let's get a guitar. Milkman, you should jump in because you're a guitar aficionado. You play the guitar.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Esteban.
You probably would like me to do a solo, but, you know, we could do that.
You want to? Well, it's first call tonight. I have to do the first call.
Attention all units. Attention all units. This is Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units. This is Sergeant Stadenko. We are changing from a code 3 direct pursuit to a...
Oh, he's busy playing his guitar right now. That's what happened.
Must be. All right, we got someone selling hay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You got some guitar?
Yeah.
And that does have the case.
Yeah.
What kind of case is that?
Let me ask my uncle.
All right, honey.
It's a good case. We don't know what kind.
What do you mean big case? It's a big case. It don't have a name on it. Did it come with the guitar, or did you buy it separate?
Yeah, it came with guitar.
So it's probably a house brand, right? That's what they call it, a house brand. House brand, motherfucker. Oh, how come your uncle isn't speaking? Is he Hispanic? Does he not speak English or something?
No, he's eating.
Oh, he's eating? Oh, what are you guys eating?
Yeah.
Can I come by and see the guitar tonight?
No, it's not.
Come on.
You might be able to tomorrow when I get out.
Let's do what now? What time?
You might be able to go.
You're breaking up, motherfucker. Come on. What do you say? I can come tomorrow?
Maybe.
Maybe? All right. Can it be...
There's my uncle.
All right. Hurry up.
Hello?
Hey, your niece is a fucking bitch.
Dude, what?
She's a bitch. Their phone sucks. They got real bad coverage where they are. Shit is breaking up, Milkman.
I know, she was breaking up.
Let me try to call back. Maybe they got a better cell. Probably won't even pick up. Shit.
Yeah, tell them you couldn't hear and we got off on the bad.
Man, shit.
Yeah, they're not.
They ain't down.
Your promotional call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number 1010.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong here. Come on, we gotta get a better first prank of the night before I start talking about stuff, right? I usually
this is Gary with Creative Landscapes. I'm sorry I missed your call, but...
Fuck. That's what I'm telling you there, your antic.
Man, well, you get the idea. This is Madhouse Radio Prank Call Show. My main website is madhouselive.com. That is the site that I've been running for over 10 years, and this show as well, madhouselive.com. If this is your first time listening, head over there and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's right there, my podcast. We got a lot of links there. Yahoo. Ooh, what year is
that? That's all right. YouTube. You can even use Scoobius, too. Find on the YouTube.
There's
on YouTube.
There's
this guy right here got going on with it.
Yeah, there's links to Facebook. You can reach me. You can ways to get a hold of me. You can also be sure to go to the main site, though. The one big fucking motherfucker site is prankcallnation.com. You can hear my show there, of course, and a whole bunch of others that we just had a show on earlier. Jebediah and Prudence were just doing a pre-show.
Right, Madhouse Live, bitches. We are all over this place.
Prank Call Nation.
TCN's running things.
Yeah. Why'd you say Madhouse Live, silly boy? Yeah, Prank Call Nation running things. Sure, yeah, that's what we're doing. But hey, go over there, check out podcasts and stuff. We got a whole bunch of shows and stuff you can subscribe to and listen to live. We got shows every night, as I said. Real quick news, if you're looking to join a fantasy football league, we got a second one opening up this season. Because we have our regular one that we've been running for like a good 5-6 years now, I think. That one's full. Like the same 12 of us have been pretty much playing it all this time, and none of us wants to give up a spot. And Llama wanted to join this year. Llama wanted to play fantasy football. We don't have room for him, so me and Dwight decided to start a second league. We're looking total between 8 and 12 players. It has to be an even number, but we're looking for between 8 and 12. Right now, I think we have 6 total. So we need to fill 2 more openings on that fantasy football league in order to make it happen. We have a total of 6 available slots if anyone wants to join. But keep in mind, it has to be an even number. So if we end up with like 7, the latest guy to join is going to have to sit out. Anyway, what I'm trying to get is that send me an email at madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. And put what do we need to put in that? Fantasy football, yes. Put fantasy football in the subject line, and I'll send you the invite. We're playing on ESPN, so preferably you should have an ESPN online account. We've been using ESPN for our league all this time, and there's no need for us to jump around. From what I understand, ESPN has the best fantasy football setup out of the... I think there's only like 4 major ones now. Well, yeah, I think there's more than that. There's Yahoo, I think, does it. Yahoo,
Hermano,
CBS,
I'm
going
to give up
NFL.
My spot, so you got a free one to give to somebody just in case you need to bring somebody at the last minute, bro.
Oh, boy. All right. We just got got another email, so we need to fill 1 more spot, and we can make that happen.
All right. There's my last spot. It was available, so use it wisely, whoever the lucky person is.
Yeah, lucky. Hey, Jen was calling. Let me make sure I get Jen connected here.
Genio. Hey, Gino. Yeah, Gino.
I didn't want to connect him in the middle of my fantasy football spiel because he's going to be like,
hey,
Jen, what's up, motherfucker?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Geno Stewart in the house. Yeah, Geno Stewart.
Fuck yeah, bitches.
How you doing, man? You good tonight? Today for you?
Yeah. I'm good, man. I'm fucking good.
So are you up for the day, or are you staying up late right now?
Kind of both. I don't really know anymore. Fucking, I work so much now at the moment. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd get higher tonight and just, chill out.
There you go. Good. Good. That's nothing wrong with
that. The working man in the house, baby.
Yeah, it's bank holiday tomorrow anyway.
For red play.
Or today, whatever.
Someone else is joining the fantasy football. Someone else sent an email. So we got one spot left that we need to fill in order to make it happen. And it's... Yeah, Llama. Well, I got another one, but it's Llama. Llama wants in. Well, thank you for letting me know that Llama wants in. Yeah, we knew that already. So we need one more. Someone's like, oh, Llama wants in. Jen, let's do some pranks, man. I was just taking care of, the beginning kind of thing.
Fuck yeah.
You know how I do. You want some hay?
I want some hay.
Hey, do you have hay over there? Do you guys do?
Yeah,
hay?
Yeah. You're talking about the dry grass, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Do you guys call it something else there? Like dry grass? Is that what you call it?
No. We just call it hay. I just didn't know what you were talking about because it could be something else. Fucking Americans have so many different words for so many different things. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like African
sneakers. What the fuck is that?
Like African American. What's that supposed to mean? Doesn't make any sense. African American. Ooh, an electric hospital bed with a new mattress.
I like hay.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Your call has been forwarded to
shit.
An automatic voice message system.
Man.
It what?
All right, let's try him back. I always give him a second chance.
Give him a second chance.
And, I should adjust my caller ID. I always remember that.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have the hay?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much you got there?
I've got 100 bales.
You got 100 bales. How big is a bale?
They're big. They're just about 1.5 bales, to tell you the truth. They're big bales.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking to feed my pony. You know, I got pony.
Yeah.
But I've not, it's a new pony, so I don't, it's my little pony, so I didn't get, it's new, I don't know, it doesn't eat much. And so I wonder, maybe I can give it like a bale of hay, maybe it will eat that.
Well, I don't say like that.
What are you saying? Get it out. What are you saying?
Yeah, I'd say like it fails.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you say? Can you say that in English properly, please? You speak like properly.
You know who he sounds like?
Shit.
Milkman. He sounds like Milkman. Remember the Charlie Patton, the guy that we got him to put the phone in the tub. He sounds just like
him.
Fuck's sake, I had my little pony, I was going to do like the doll. I have a doll, I'm trying to feed the doll.
Yeah, you got to feed the doll. I'm calling him back, don't worry.
Oh yeah?
Very nice.
Well, now it's about his fucking, he can't talk for a minute. Yeah, he's not having it.
Okay, let's continue.
What do you got?
What
do you got there? Oh.
Back to my list. Electric hospital bed. That's right. We didn't get to it yet. Here we go. Electric hospital bed.
Sounds good. Oh, this could be a sexual.
Yeah. Of course, bed, right? It has a new mattress. Let me start this one.
Right? Okay, you want to start. Fucking awesome music.
Thank you. This is Bad Bad Not Good collaboration album with my favorite rapper Ghostface Killah.
Nice.
Album is called Sour Soul. Came out in February and I finally picked it up.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Steven Smith.
Steven Smith.
Let me just put this in Spotify. What did you say it was called?
One word, no spaces. Bad Bad Not Good is the name of it.
Not good. Yeah. Got it.
Really good
you.
Group. They got some good music. And then this album is Sour Soul. It's a collab they did with Ghostface Killah from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, got it.
This song is called 6 Degrees. I think I narrowed it down for you, huh? All right, caller ID. I never reset it. Stupid. Let's see what? Let me get the local area code here. Oh yeah, Tiny Chat video. I'm on video. Tinychat.com/prankcallnation. You can see the video if you're into that thing, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, you do a naked webcam.
No, not naked. No way.
I thought maybe you want to get naked.
No. No one wants that, man. What are you talking about?
You don't know that, boy. Maybe somebody wants it. You know? I want it, baby.
Oh, boy. My clan bundle cash like Pablo. Banked in the Cayman, stairs house is out in Cabo. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, you have a hospital bed for sale?
Yes.
You still have it? Great. And the bed isn't new, just the mattress?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, not new.
Okay. And this is like a twin size bed?
Yes, it's not a long one. It's just a normal hospital bed.
All right. And what kind of oscillations does it have? What kind of movements? How many degrees of movement does it have?
The head goes up and down, and the feet goes up and down.
Uh-huh.
The whole bed can go up and down. It's just...
All right. Can
sometimes
it go...
I had a little trouble with it going up and down all the way.
All right. Okay. All right. Does it have brakes on it?
Oh, yeah. You can push a brake.
All right.
And then set the wheels.
All right. That's good. And it has. I can steer with the wheel to get it around and go around the house?
Well, now, it's one of those older beds. You know, they kind of made smaller, mm-hmm. different nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, but this one, it's the newer kind, right?
Yeah, but I would think it would be the older kind.
Yeah, all right. So it still has the steering wheel, right? So I sit at the steering wheel and I have a horn and I drive it. Or like if I need to go to the bathroom, I take off the brake and I push the pedal and it goes beep, beep, like that, and get to the bathroom.
No, it doesn't have the steering wheel, the stand. It's just...
So I use when I have to use the bathroom, I'm going to do it in the bed into the urinal like I have already, right? You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have any of that built in, or it doesn't move.
No, people can roll the bed. Of course it's on rollers, but I mean it doesn't go.
It doesn't go. I understand that. Okay.
It's one of the hospital beds, you know.
It just goes up and down three different ways, right? Hello? It just goes up and down three different ways?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have a bad phone, maybe, or you have bad coverage where you are?
Well, I might lose, but I'll step on the porch, and then I'll get better signal.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me know when you're there.
Don't lose you.
Yeah, all right, honey. No problem. If I lose you, can I call you back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. And what was your name?
Okay, now I'm outside.
All right, that's good. My name's Nick. What's your name?
Thelma.
Beautiful name. All right. So when I have to do number one or number two, it doesn't have it built in where it collects it in the bed. I'm going to take out my penis, right, and put it inside the urinal jug, right? And then I urinate into that and I close it and just set it aside, right? Is that how it works, or does this have built in the urinal where I can urinate? Hello?
It's not built in, and I have someone done called about the bed and they call back.
Why didn't you tell me that before? Hello? Why didn't you tell me that before, that you had someone else calling about it? Stupid. Alright. I don't know how I feel about that. It was what it was. I'll try her back and she'll hang up on me. Watch. Or she won't pick up, rather.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Stephen Smith.
Stephen Smith. All right. You guys there? Milkman, Jim? I'm here.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I do. You were a little low when you first said, oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was something... Somebody said that I was too loud, so I tried to adjust my microphone.
Oh, weird.
I don't know now. How loud do I sound to you?
You sound okay to me.
Sound okay to you. That's good.
Yeah. I would say a little louder than that probably would be best, but I don't know.
Yeah? Yeah. How's the stream taking it?
I'm looking at it. You're going up, but not a lot. I'm still way above you right now. You could go up a little bit, I think.
Okay, let me go up a little bit. All right, how's that?
There you go. That's more.
Hey, there you go.
That's about where you should be. I'll adjust it on my end. Don't worry. It's on me.
Okay, there you go. All
right. Yes.
Now you're on top, baby. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I got someone who wants to buy... Holy crap. I would like to buy a couple of 50-round boxes of 22 Magnum ammo at a reasonable price.
What the fuck's he trying to do?
I don't know. That's kind of...
going on a killing spree.
Sure. Ammo? Dude, that's great stuff. That was my favorite, man. That's a good round.
Do you want to take
it's rim fire.
No, you can do that.
I thought you were...
got a center fire. Right. You want a center fire.
Cinder?
22 Magnum.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, boy, I see you looking for some ammo.
I done found some. Thank you anyway.
You motherfucker, you.
Hey, man, I got 22 Magnum centerfire cartridges.
Yeah, no. Oh, shit. He's like, you sound what? You don't sound what?
Yes.
Leave a message at the beep.
Leave a message at the beep.
What the fuck does he want to do with that one?
Two Magnum center fire.
I don't know, but he already has it.
Well, what's he going to do with it? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, the thing is, there's no thing as a center fire Magnum 22. So, first of all, total impossibility.
Center fire?
That means a cartridge.
In the middle.
Doesn't have a little dot in the middle of it.
Yeah, but the Magnum hits
crushes the edge of the cartridge, and that.
But a Magnum hits it like a hammer from the back, right?
No, Magnum means it's a longer cartridge with more powder behind it.
Oh, I don't know shit about guns. I try to act like I do, but I don't know anything. Man. Yeah.
I know about the guns in Modern Warfare.
Yeah, well, you
would. And Advanced Warfare.
You play that a lot, yeah. And GoldenEye, you played a lot of GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah, when I had a Nintendo 64, that was so fucking cool.
GoldenEye was
I miss that
game, I know, right? That was so much fun.
And Perfect Dark, did you ever play Perfect Dark?
You want a P-38 Luger there. That's what you need, Jen. P-38 Luger, like the
the Hitler gun.
Carry. The fucking wickedest ass, baddest ass looking German gun ever made, man. That motherfucker's beautiful guy.
Why not an SS uniform as well?
Yeah, go for it. Why not, right? Perfect Dark, I did play that once. Played four-player Perfect Dark once. It was fun. It, a lot like
Fuck,
Golden
she
Night.
Was hot, that girl in that game. Oh,
yeah. I mean, I remember the boxes for it and stuff. It was a chick. I remember that. And it was like an unofficial... sequel to GoldenEye without Bond, I guess. Something. It was definitely themed, but in the same way. Yeah. Okay, someone here says they... Okay, I'll tell you what they said. I'll tell you. We love white corn. Anyone have any for sale? I would like to have.
What the fuck is that?
I would like to have some okra and sweet peppers, red, green, yellow, doesn't matter. If you have any you would like to sale... Says.
That's cool. My God, I did.
White corn.
All right. White corn? What's wrong with black corn?
I know, right?
Dieser Anschluss ist nicht mehr in Betrieb. This number is no longer in service.
Oh, shit. I hung up on Milkman.
Fuck.
I hung up on Milkman in accident.
What the fuck are your numbers that way?
That was my fault. No, I got
it.
Oh,
what did you
I forgot to dial the one. But I also hung up on Milkman. Hang on.
It might work.
This is Milkman first. Don't prank call yet.
Oh, you're calling Milkman.
Yeah. No prank call yet. After this, then.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there, buddy.
Oh, okay. Now, I was asking the question, does that specifically have to be white porn, or can it be, like, you know, Latina porn, or porn?
No,
or?
They say, we love white corn. White is in quotes with a capital W. I don't know if it's a code for something.
White porn?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's fucking great. that's even better than my idea. Shit.
Yeah.
It could be something.
Dude, that's so boring.
It could be like
why would it's like reading a book or something. Why would you do that if you could listen to it?
Look, I copy-pasted the ad for you, so you can see what I'm getting at. It's just really like, we love white corn.
I like white corn. I gotta get some real corn.
What could be white corn? Is either Coke or crack?
We do it from the front.
I think just Coke, I think, right? Would it be white? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Because, white.
Well, corn is, like, hard. I don't know. That's I don't know what you call white corn. I think just the white itself, you know, they're looking for
white. Yeah, because he's highlighted white, right? So he's just put that in quotes, saying this means something.
I think it's just some dude like, hey, man, we got some Anyway.
Yeah, I guess some of that Jaeger.
The calling has declined to receive this call.
What?
Try your call again with caller ID enabled.
It is enabled, motherfucker. Aw, man. Really?
Yes.
That's uncalled for because I have caller ID enabled. Let's try again.
All right. This is blue cheese right here. Blue cheese.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any white corn?
Yes.
You don't
I have blue cheese right now.
Okay.
In the bowl.
Oh, man. Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. This hit has been brought to you by 420.
Oh, yeah. All right. Look, we're calling back, Jen. I think I got it.
Okay.
The party you were calling has declined to receive this call.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Shit.
Let me put a one in there. Maybe that does.
Announcement.
I'm just adjusting the caller ID, see if something will go down.
See if you use her own number. You call from her own number.
From their own number?
Yeah. What happens?
Let's see. I think it's just the way it pulses out. I don't have a name behind it. I think that's what does it. But we'll try. Let me mess around with some settings here.
Yeah, or try sending her own caller ID back at her. It's just fucking flip out.
Listen, this is as good a time as any to let you guys know, just an update. I'm probably going to be going back to work here in the next few days, which means my schedule's going to be changing. So we may be adjusting the night the show is on. I don't know. Milkman and I talked about Thursday night, possibly. We were discussing that.
Back in the saddle again, baby. Yeah, that's right. Our man is going back to the headquarters.
Yeah, I talked to the sloth, and he says he doesn't want to probably commit to doing weekly shows anymore right now. So that leaves Thursday back open, and I hate to see Thursday just die out, because that's our night. That's the one that we...
Thursdays is pioneered right here by yours truly, our hermanito. So, folks, don't ever forget Thursdays. Thursdays has always been a force to be reckoned with. Mr. Hermano, join the world of calls.
Sure. Alright, here goes. So just be aware, the show night, we might be changing the night we're on.
As I always said, one of the toughest nights of the week to call was Thursdays, and you accepted the challenge and you did it well, bro. Look where you took it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, Zolar took the Friday night spot.
Nice number, and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Thank you.
Oh, shit. It went through, Jen. Let me try again. It's going through now.
It's going through.
We got some hope, but I think that was a mechanical
issue. Dude, Saturday is enough.
Busy. It's a mechanical answer machine. Let's give it a second to reset itself. What a show is fun. We'll get back to that.
But, you know, Thursdays is always that weekday, not weekend day. You know, just somewhere in between. So.
Yeah, Milkman, you'll be excited about this news. Lonesome Loser is checking in here. He's got a few numbers.
Oh,
that's good.
Official high for a brother to Lonesome Loser. In the world, baby. Ticking numbers, hitman.
Yep. Let me copy-paste those over here real quick. Thank you, Lonesome.
Thank you, sir.
Much obliged.
Welcome back. Very good to hear my brother back in the house. Thank you so much. Much love to our Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, and we also have numbers from Parkman. He sent in a few. I like to get to those
Parkman,
early.
Parkman, hey. I want to say, hey, howdy to Parkman. I got his message, man. Cheers, brother.
You did.
Nice having your numbers, bro. You sent some good numbers.
Did he really? He sent you a message with numbers? Oh, that's cool. Cool. Well, hey, look, while we're at it, here's a green machine for sale. A green machine. It's very fun to ride. Jen, you might like this. It's like a little tricycle thing here.
Let me get you.
There you go. I got you a link to the ad.
Let's see this thing.
Let's see if that ad opens up in the UK. I don't
know. Nice. Yeah. What the fuck price? $50. Okay.
It's a green machine. I never heard of that.
What does it do?
I think it goes.
Oh, I see. It's a bike.
Yeah. It's like a little tricycle.
I'm gonna do a big blue dream dab, but I'm gonna have to mute this because the blowtorch will like blow your mind.
God damn. All right, you do that, man.
Okay, I want to buy this green machine.
All right, good. If I can remember where my home key is, we can do that. There we go. Yeah, this group is really good. They do like jazz remixes a lot of times of like popular like rap and hip hop songs, instrumentals. Yeah, they come out really cool. Like they remix Nas songs.
So quick, you mentioned jazz. Check out Django Reinhardt.
I like the house
Gypsy Jazz,
remix.
Dude.
Django what?
Django Reinhardt Gypsy Jazz. Check it out.
Okay, Django Reinhardt.
Dude, that's been my new shit, dude. That's what I've really been deep into lately.
Yeah.
Leave your name and number, and I'll return your call.
Oh, hang on, I was calling back the same number.
Django Reinhardt was like one of the greatest guitarists. Two fingers working on his left hand, and he plays the best lines of anybody, better than people with five fingers.
And he only had two fingers, this guy?
Two fingers at work, yeah. He had his hand almost burn off. And what really inspired me about the guy, you remember a couple years ago when I chopped my fingers almost off, I told you?
Yeah.
And I can only play guitar with my pinky and my first finger and my thumb, dude. So I had to learn how to play guitar with just two fingers. So then whenever I really started listening to this guy, and you can look him up. It's called, there's this video of him you can see. And the guy's only got two fingers working. But he's like, if you like it, check it out. I would recommend Gypsy Jazz, Django Reinhardt, man. Check him out.
Hey, here's a real quick quiz for everybody. We'll go around the table. It's only three of us, so it'll be quick. If I told you you can only keep two fingers on your hand, thumb included, which two would you pick? Jen, you first.
Middle and index.
Middle and index, so you could do the peace sign still. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Milkman, what two fingers would you want to keep?
I'd want to either go thumb and second, probably. Thumb and second.
What's the second? The middle finger?
Yeah, middle finger, I guess.
Yeah, I think I would do the same thing because you can still, pinch stuff, with your middle and thumb.
Right.
You still got
pinch stuff when you're two fingers. It's like chopsticks, huh?
Well, yeah, but a little tougher.
Plus, got the longest finger as your second finger, if you look at that.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But I was thinking you can still flip people off, too. That's very important because fuck.
Yeah, and you can get.
Right, but look at that. If it's longer, you can penetrate deeper, too.
Yeah, and Jen obviously picks index and middle finger because, as an archer, those are the two fingers he relies on.
And they actually go up your fucking wife's pussy, you cunt. And then that's what happens with the two fingers.
This man's skills is innate. He was born with skills. The finger work laid out from birth. He was born an archer.
Oh, shit. Fuck archery.
I love this guy.
I love you, dude. My friend.
All right, let's get back to it. Where were we? On some loser number. Here's the green machine, Jen. You're up.
Okay, cool. I have the green machine. I'm really happy about that.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Jen Stewart. I'm looking for a person to selling the green machine.
Okay, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay, well, that's awesome. So can I possibly... Did you build this yourself?
No, you can buy them. Oh. No, they're about... I knew they're about $140, I think, something like that.
Okay. So I'm looking to buy, for myself because I only have one arm, and it's a much better way to get around because my disability makes it very difficult to ride on a normal bike.
So this is a pretty awesome, you know, thing. And but I was wondering, maybe you could give me a hand with it. Maybe I need some help. So because of my one arm, so I maybe need some help. Can you help me?
Well, no, it's really for that's for kids is what it's for.
Oh yeah, it's but not, that's okay. I can make myself smaller.
Yeah.
So, but I need some help, using it. Can you assist me? Maybe I can come over and give it a try. Give it a little spin around the block, you just give me a hand.
He's gone. I'm trying to.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
He seemed like it was down.
They never let me get to the punchline. These people, fucking gay.
Make myself smaller.
Yeah. Make myself smaller.
You shrink yourself like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Honey, I shrunk the family.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Yeah, sure it does. Whatever.
Disappointing.
How disappointing, right?
Oh, it's
God damn it.
I'll never get over it.
Don't worry, we got more numbers where they came from. Let's check them out. Someone's looking for a bedroom to rent. Someone has a blue and gold macaw bird missing who got loose.
Macaw.
Oh. She's about 34 inches long with a long blue tail, very young.
Oh, shit. Oh, what have you got? Let's just show me this.
She can survive cold weather. Her name is Baby Blue. Oh, wow.
I've got
You got an idea for it? There's a lot you can work with here. Actually, she specifically says, please do not try to touch her. She is very scared and may bite. And there's a reward. All right. You think you're ready, Jen? You need a little more time to crunch.
No, I'm ready. I got the bird. I've come for the bird.
I come for the reward. I have the bird. Oh, shit. There we go.
We putting two to the chest for niggas who rock best,
food for thought, spitting out birds for sport. In the streets, you have reached the voicemail box of
their bird bag.
Either they got it back or they're not paying attention. We found this bird.
Yeah, they got the bird back.
Hang on, I'll try again.
Okay.
Fuck.
To be fair, I'm probably not going to do a great job with this, but I'm going to try. And run for the hills if you hear anybody yell freeze. Stash your cheese better. The shoeboxes don't work. That's an old school shit. Like money in the mattress. Bitches and mattress. Just scrum and leave. They fuck up your whole operation like Adam and Eve. Don't play the rooftops. Change the color of your blue tops and the baggies with the smiley faces. Get new stocks. You can't buy the skinny jeans. Such a brilliant idea.
You have reached the voicemail box of 4.
Damn it, Jim. I'm sorry.
I had such a good idea. I was going to say that. Like, I was going to apologize and say I ate the bird. I cooked it.
Yeah.
Damn shit.
Because it fucking bit you. Right, let me get this green machine out.
I just saw a wild bird and I thought, oh god, it's tasty. And
it's
I
blue.
Eat it.
Wow. I never ate something blue before.
I thought I was gonna turn blue.
Alright. We got a white male goat for sale. Let me pull that out up here. White male goat.
Oh shit.
Large male white goat. $175. There's your link if you want it. Good breeder, don't need any more. Good breeder.
Did you ever see the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats?
Yeah, I was kinda, it was alright.
It was quite funny. Hilarious.
You didn't really see the goats until the end.
Are
they milking? Are they milking goats? Or are they meat goats? I mean, what kind are they?
We could find out. Jen, you want a goat because you're your last one.
Take them for meat or milk.
Yeah, I want a goat. So, you know, because I don't have anything. Maybe he has a blue goat.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there. You still have some goats?
No.
Well, okay, but I would like to inquire about a goat because you put an ad on Craigslist, and I'm really excited about perhaps buying that from you.
I'm not interested. Thank you.
But why? Hello.
Why put the ad up, motherfucker?
Yeah, you come.
He said he got rid of it. He said, fucking
shit.
Whatever. Sound like he was busy having sex with his goat at the time. Too busy to talk to you, Jim.
He had some fingers up in the goat.
Nobody likes me today. It's like a fucking Jim Stewart.
Busy right now. She's got her mouth full.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. All right. Where is our list here? Actually, I could just try to call that guy back, right? After this, we got a jailbroken PlayStation 3.
Are you taking this?
This is the white male goat again for you.
All right, right.
And if that doesn't pick up, then I'll take the jailbroken PS.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, it's Mr. Stewart again, and I just wanted to tell you that you put your ad on Craigslist, but, you know, it's still there. Why is it there if you're not selling the goat? I think that's a little bit misleading, okay?
So what did he just tell you? I sold the goat or whatever it is, right? God.
I don't know. Maybe I sound, maybe it looks like I sound
right
like a
now.
Cool,
she got her mouth full.
God, seriously, just tell Jen. Just tell him. No, not you. I'm saying just tell Jen, like, what's up? Be honest.
Yeah. If I was a serious customer.
Yeah.
Who are you calling?
Jailbroken PS3.
Huh?
Comes with everything you need to hook it up.
You taking it?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, take it.
No.
Yeah, you got a jailbroken PS3?
Yes, sir.
Does it go?
Huh?
Does it go?
Does it what?
Does it go?
I don't understand what you're asking.
You know, does it go? Does it go?
Does it work?
Does it go?
Yeah, it goes.
Fuck yeah. Is this a hard jailbreak? Did you solder it, or what did you do?
I didn't. I got it from a buddy of mine. He's the one that did it, actually. I mean, it works fine. Hell, I use it all the time.
Is he like some Korean guy or something?
Nah, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, a lot of fucking Koreans. So what can I do with the jailbroken PS3 that's different? What can I do? Can I play the game?
Nah, you can do whatever you want with it. All you gotta do is buy it and you can do what you want with it.
What does jailbroken mean? What does it mean? What does jailbroken mean? Fuck. This is hard tonight. I think that's...
Yeah.
I went into that not knowing what I was doing and...
Tell me you're in the county jail, Vern. You want to know if you can help you there?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 304.
Fuck that. Pissing me off. Fender guitar amp. Here we go. This is for you, Milkman.
Oh my.
You want a Fender guitar amp? Hot Rod Deluxe Tube Amp, $250, made in the USA.
Price, oh, hell yeah.
Price is firm, not interested in trades. The first $250 gets a great-sounding Fender Hot Rod Deluxe Amp in good working condition that is ready to gig tonight.
All right.
Someone drill a couple of holes in the bottom side of the cabinet and run cables through would be an easy fix. Killer tone. All right, let's do it. Says he has a collection of these. You gonna do this? You sure? You good? You nice? You're ready?
Yeah. Actually, if you want to do it, go ahead, dude. Or I can jump in.
What's the Milkman doing?
No, Milkman, do it. Get the amp. Just don't do. Oh, shit. Just don't do silly voice. Just talk normal, but be stupid. You know.
Thank you.
to an automatic voice message system. 3-0.
Don't worry. Trying again.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Sorry, milkman. We'll get another guitar for you soon, I'm sure.
$250 for a Deville.
Is that a good deal? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's two-band.
Yeah,
that's
two-band.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe. It all sounds good. It all sounds good.
Hot Rod Deluxe. Oh, Hot Rod Deluxe. Oh, I thought you said Deville. Okay,
no.
Hot Rod Deluxe.
That's so good of a deal now, huh?
Well, that's a little less. I thought DeVille is a bigger amp. Hot Rod Deluxe, I think, is a smaller amp.
Uh-huh. All right. You can can you plug any guitar into an amp? No, it has to be an electric guitar, right?
No, you can plug any guitar into it that has, like, a cord
jack
coming out. But normally, like a quarter-inch jack, mm-hmm. that should play. Now, okay, not every guitar has a pickup on it, and not every guitar has a jack where you can plug the cord into an amp. The difference is, like, what I do the acoustic guitars, which normally you can just hear in the air without any amplifier. You go by the campfire, go by the beach, and, you know, make a sound in the room. But these particular guitars, the higher quality ones, have a special pickup built into it.
Okay.
So you can actually hear the natural sound of the guitar, like if you stand in the room, but it's actually coming from inside the guitar. So that's why they're a little bit different, and they sound a lot better. The tailors and many of the artists out there use them these days, because you get an acoustic natural sound in an electric box, which is really, you know, it's difficult.
Okay, sounds difficult to manage, but hey, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Jim,
well, with old days, the older types of guitars, they have electrified acoustic guitars, but they've got a particular sound. If you're a guitarist, you know it. Got like it's got a quacking sound. Like they use a piezoelectric.
But like a duck.
And it kind of makes it. It has a specific sound. If you hear, like, listen to it enough. I mean, I could point it out to you, but you'll hear it. Taylors don't have that anymore. They got a new pickup system called an Expression pickup system.
Okay.
And somehow they work more with the vibration of the body of the guitar than actually the vibration right underneath the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
But they make a big difference in the tonality. They sound so nice.
Tonality.
So that's why, one of the reasons I'm a big Taylor fan also, because if you do electrify them, man, they are the most beautiful sounding instruments electrically or to.
Sounds good. All right, that's Milkman Minute there. Thank you. Well, like 10 minutes. Jeez. Sounds
sorry.
Good. No, that's fine. The world of guitars is very...
I returned my final minute back to the quorum.
No, that's fine. The world of guitars...
Jim Stewart. I turn it over to Jim Stewart. Then.
The world of guitars sounds like fun.
I don't know shit about guitars.
I
know about pianos, but I'll get to
it. Ah, see. Yeah, look at that. Harvard boy.
Jim Stewart is one hell of a plucker, man. He can pluck those keys, I'll tell you what. He does some jazz numbers that just blow you away.
You ought to see, his middle finger and his forearm on that one arm. Listen, Jen, earlier you were calling about hay. There's another hay here. $350 per bale. First cut, good livestock hay. We want some more hay.
Yeah, I don't know if the same joke will work, but let's try it.
All circuits are busy.
Oh, I forgot
please
something.
Try your call again later.
I put an extra one. Stupid. Let's try it again. Footprints as I lay the tracks out. He's a righteous God. I want the best for mankind. Navigate through this war without blowing a landmine. My life shining from the east, my brother.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
damn
voice message system. 304. That's where the snake strikes. Protect
your neck, evil lurks in the shadows. All right. Darkness is best where the devil wins battles. Well, I'm changing the caller ID, like I always say, and trying again. Superstars are eager with so time billing it. Follow me, son, and I'll show you how I'm killing it. These wolves are vicious, a sign of danger. The changer, I'm about to pull you all through a chamber. I'm here, don't worry. just typing shit real quick. One. There we go. Extra digit. Okay. And away we go.
Hey, you think if I talk like this, maybe they're like, maybe they'll help me?
Jin, there is no reason why you can't talk like that and not expect someone to help you out.
I want somebody to help me because I don't, you know, know all this stuff, and I like to talk funny.
This is really rude that they would do that. I'm sorry.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Shit, I'm trying. Hey, let's try some lonesome numbers. Maybe those will hit. Let's get down to those. I got a hotel. No, a museum. We got a museum in Japan. Hey.
A museum in Japan.
Yeah, so we got a museum.
What the fuck is it? What kind of museum?
Lake Biwa Museum in Oroshima, Kusatsu.
Lake Biwa Museum?
Yeah, Shiga Prefecture, Japan.
Got it. All what right. the fuck is it?
All right. You want to talk to
Japan? Sounds
good.
They think they make good tea there, too.
Japan? Probably, yeah.
What the hell is it? I don't get it. Wetlands protection.
Did you find
it? It's cultural and natural history of the region.
Huh.
Yeah, alright, let's try something.
Hang on, I'm having my usual copy-paste problem. Let me restart that app just a moment. Hang on, guys. Just listen to this tune. I'll be right back.
God, this website is shit.
Is it all Japanese out, or do they have...
No. They've got an English version of it, but it's just fucking horrible. Isn't it fucking...
Got it to copy paste. I'm just get the 011 in here and we're good.
Moshi Moshi, hello.
Hi, Pyoko Hakubutsukan desu.
Hi, yeah, you speak English?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, English, please. English. Get someone else, person, speaking English.
I'm sorry.
What? Listen, do you understand fucking? Fuck. Fuck you. Mateo, you speak Mateo? Yai Shiba Loma, Yai Shiba Zekia.
Okay, let's see where this goes.
What the fuck is it with the Japanese phrases? Weird. Cult.
Yeah, it's weird.
They must go crazy over there.
Hello, Lake Biwa Museum, can I help you?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I had a problem, man. I was there, you know, and so one of the people there was abusive to me, and I wanted to make a complaint, a formal one.
At the Lake Biwa Museum?
Yes.
When were you here?
Approximately 5 hours ago.
5 hours ago, the museum wasn't even open yet.
Or maybe it was a little bit less then. I'm not so good with the time.
The museum opened at 9:30.
Yes. We were there at the opening, but it was it was opening.
Let me get a memo paper so I can write this down.
Write it down. Place. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Okay, hello, I'm back.
Hello, hello.
Yes, so you came to the Lake Biwa Museum this morning at 9:30.
Yes.
And may I have your name?
It is just Jim Stewart.
Jim Stewart?
Jim, J-I-N.
Jim. J-I-N, Stewart. E-W-A-R-T?
S-T-E-W-A-R-T, that's it.
Yeah, okay, Stewart, okay.
Yes.
And you arrived at the museum at 9:30.
I did.
And then, just yourself, or were you with the group?
It was just myself, indeed, yes. As I stood there in the mother's light, it was nice and light and white. And as I waited, one of the people was abusive to me. He was abusing me and saying abusive.
A staff member or another visitor?
I believe it was a staff member.
A staff member, okay.
Yes.
A staff member was abusive.
Yeah, abusive.
And
he was abusing.
Would
say
be
that. Write it.
Badge.
Can you write it abusing? I'll write that down because that was what happened. He was abusing me.
It was a man.
Yes.
A man, and he was abusing you in what way?
He was abusing me with the words, you know.
With words, he was calling you bad names.
Yeah, he was swearing and saying the bad words, you know.
Ah, okay.
I don't know why was he doing that.
And this happened while you were waiting in line or after you entered the museum?
Yeah, no, as I was waiting in line, but as I wanted to go in, there was a person there and he approached me. And then he said the swearing words, you fucking this, you fucking that, fucking, fuck it, fuck, and then fuck off. And, yeah, why was he saying that? Why?
Okay, this was while you were still outside. You had not yet entered the museum.
I'd not yet entered the museum, no.
Okay, then that would not have been a staff person, unless it was somebody wearing a badge.
Yes, it was wearing a badge. And I don't know what he did, you know, why was he, I don't know, maybe his eyes were like red, you know, maybe he'd taken something, I don't know, but his eyes were red like a demon. And then he's just swearing at me and he's saying these abusive words. And all this time I'm trying to say, you know, I'm not interested, I don't want to buy it, just leave me alone. And he was just carrying on and he wouldn't stop. I just don't understand why that happened. Why did that have to happen? I feel I've lost faith in the museum, and you know, I feel depressed and depleted, and I'm not well now. You know, I feel sick after this because this was swearing and these words. I'd never heard these words before. He's saying them in Japanese and English and trying to swear at me in multiple languages. You know, like some kind of devil.
So this was a Japanese person. It wasn't
a definitely Japanese. She's Asian. I don't know where from. I can't tell the difference, you know.
In Japanese, the swearing was in Japanese and English.
I believe with the Japanese, English, maybe Korean. I don't know. He said lots of things. He said that, yai shibal. And then I didn't know, you know, because I think that is Korean, yeah?
I'm not very familiar with Korean. By the way, what nationality are you yourself?
She's swearing the Korean and this English, the fucking all the time, fucking.
Okay.
And why he didn't stop? You know, I said to him, please, I don't want to buy it. Just leave it. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. And then he would just carrying on. Why?
So you ended up not coming into the museum, but went
No, because for at least 20 minutes, this man is standing there, just abusing me.
20 minutes?
With the words.
Wow. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What time did you actually arrive here?
Just before the opening, you know. I can't remember exactly
you,
what
you
time, but it was just before the opening.
Minutes?
There was a queue there, a small queue.
Oh, yeah, okay, hi.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this went on for 20 minutes before the opening. In the end, you came in the museum or did not come in the museum?
No, I had to leave because I was crying.
Okay,
I was
understand.
In a state of panic. I was upset. You know, I was crazy.
Gotcha. I understand.
I don't know what I don't understand. You know, why this person has to do something like that? Why?
Well,
why does that happen? You know, I don't know. It just makes me feel so annoyed when that happens. Why does that have to happen?
Ordinarily, I don't believe we have anybody like patrolling the.
He was wearing a badge, and he would say nasty things to me. Oh, this fucking! Why did this happen? I don't know why it has had to happen to me. You know, of all the people in there, and he could have gone to the queue and talked to somebody, but he said it to me, and I had the fucking all the time. It's just I am so angry about this and frustrated.
I don't know what to do anymore.
I feel so depressed. I feel like I should just end my life. I want to go and hang myself in this Japanese forest, you know, in the trees or something like that.
Well, that's some distance away. But tell it to...
Why did this have to happen to me?
I'll report this to the main office.
Yeah.
I'm just one of the curators here. There's not that many people here that speak English.
Yeah.
But how can we contact you later? Do you have a telephone number or an email
address? Yeah,
it's going
to be difficult because of the problem is that it have to be translated. And I did the numbers, etc. You know, you have to push the translated numbers, so that doesn't really work. But I want to come back and see and talk to somebody because I'm not accepting that. Did you write it down, please? What did you write down? Read to me what you wrote there.
I wrote that Jean Stewart came to the museum by himself about 20 minutes before opening time.
Yes.
And while waiting in line, an apparent staff member was abusive to him, swearing at him constantly for 20 minutes in Japanese
and
English.
What he was saying, fucking, all the time, fucking.
I got that. Fucking is also written here, yes.
Okay.
And that his eyes were red like a demon, that he wouldn't stop, and I think I should add that you are distraught about the matter.
Very angry and upset. I was having trouble breathing afterwards, you know. This demon, I don't know, this man, he was like, I don't know why was he so angry and speaking in so many languages, like I don't understand, you know. And then he just goes away and is just disappeared or something.
Okay, he just disappeared and then you left.
Yeah, he just disappeared. That's a poof and that's a gone into thin air.
Okay, but if I have no way, if the museum has no way to contact you, the only thing you can do is call back again later after I've had the chance.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I just wanted to log the complaint. I wanted to make you aware of it because obviously if there's some kind of demon person there who's going to be abusing members of the public when they come to visit the restaurant or the restaurant, they come to visit the place, you know, they want to eat something, they want to visit the museum, whatever.
Certainly that's true. I can hardly imagine it was one of our staff, but if you say that the person was wearing a badge, it could possibly have been.
Yeah, I think he was wearing a badge and he had like a horn, I think two horns, like on his face, two horns on his face. I remember that. And his eyes are red like a demon. And then when he's talking, fucking, and then he's talking in like different language, and swearing and all these things. And then he would like stand on the, you know, the plate outside. There's like this plate. And he would stand on this plate and he's like, and then I don't know why he did that, but then he came back and then he's just immediately back, fucking, and then back to the plate, and then back to me, fucking, and you know, I'm so distraught about it, I don't understand, you know, why.
Right.
I think swearing in tongues.
What is your nationality?
I'm from Boca Kra.
From where?
Boca Kra, it's in the Bozam. I'm from Bozam. You know Bozam?
That's the name of the country?
Yeah.
Bozam. Well,
it's in the Kia region. You know the Kia? Yeah, I'm from Bozam. Yeah, in Kia.
Okay.
So you put it down and make sure that then obviously they're prepared for the demon or whatever it is, the person you know, who's sweating.
Okay,
and
let me add to the part about the horns to the part about the red eyes.
Yeah, yeah, it's very important. And then he, when he disappeared, it's also important because perhaps that could be of some relevance. You know, it could be a real, you know, devil person. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Thank you for informing
thank you.
Me. I'll go down
thank you very
and report
much.
This to
excellent.
The office.
Yeah.
If there's anything else, then, well, there are a few other English speakers here. It may not be,
okay.
if you call back, it may not be come back directly to me, but we do have a few other English speakers.
I will liaise with someone if I need to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Liaise, really? Is that what you're doing? Dude, that was so funny. The fucking, I'm just imagining. Oh my god. Dude,
I was crying.
I was hoping.
Realistic?
I was hoping you'd see my message. What was his nationality? Because he was asking you.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Why the fuck does he care what
he's not.
Point?
He's not Japanese.
He's trying to make up a fucking country, a Bazam.
Yeah. That was awesome. He's like, Bazam. But,
like Bazam, what is that?
He's definitely a Westerner, though, right? Like, I'm not, I can't, he's not Asian. I couldn't pin it down.
He was definitely.
Now, he could be. He had a little accent. He could be covering up. He could have been in America a long time.
It might have been
that
he
didn't sound very Japanese,
but,
right.
But sometimes you pick up the accent when you're visiting a country for a long time, like when you're a resident, like maybe he is. You start picking up a lot of.
I don't know. He almost kind of sounded almost like a Korean kind of accent, the way he kind of drew his
No,
voice.
Definitely not Korean. He's not Korean.
No, I didn't get any Korean.
Because I swore at him in Korean, and he didn't understand
it.
So.
He didn't dig it?
Okay, then I missed that part.
I think he's American. He sounded like an old American. You know what he sounded like to me? He sounded like the horse, the Turkish horse. I swear.
Oh, yeah, actually, he did a little bit. You're right.
Did he? Yeah.
Fuck
he
you know. Yeah,
yeah,
he's absolutely
he
right. I fuck your mother.
What if that guy got a big dick for you, huh?
Yeah.
What was it?
Where's Faizan? Where's Faizan?
Yeah, we used to give him. What name did you used to give him? Just Jin. Yeah, you used to say Jin Store. Yeah, I remember. Oh, because remember you called Faizan once and she's like, oh, hello, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, she
you
wanted
mother,
to hook up.
You motherfucker.
Jin just worked them over. Like, I mean, just worked them over. Every time he called, he had that. Well, they never forgot him. I always remember you, Stewart.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's a smart dude. These people actually are seem like they got a little intelligence because they, you know, I looked at that place and it's very nice. It's very neat. You know, it's a very good looking place. That's probably a decent place to eat, man. If they don't let him
oh,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have your identity, dude. I would not go in there.
No, I'll never go in there now, no. I mean, if I went in, I
no,
would.
You're going to go in with me, but
yeah,
no one's going to know until afterwards.
But here's the deal. If I'm going in, either you're paying for me or I'm paying cash, and I'm going to not talk, and
oh,
you're
going to. Dude, I'm paying.
Yeah,
course.
And you're going to say, this is my hermano, and he has laryngitis and lockjaw right now, so he can't talk. Basically, that's exactly what's going to happen. I can't open
right.
my mouth because they're going to. Can't take a chance. He'll probably fucking pull a knife on me, man. Like he'll feel.
We'll get you like one of those little like pieces that cover over your mouth, like when you got a cold, you know, like that. And then like you know you can like pull it up and like start eating, like you know, and enjoy yourself.
Like, how do you think Charlie would react?
Food there, dude.
How do you think Charlie would react if I was in Honolulu, let's say, on vacation, and I looked up, you know, I went to that restaurant, the Dewdrop. And he was there, and I ordered a meal and everything. And at the end, and he, you know, I was like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm the guy that started prank calling you about the shit. Your food has shit and piss in it.
Oh my God.
And I wonder how he'd react.
Stab you in the neck? I mean, I would say he would poison you if he didn't stab you in the neck.
No, I wouldn't eat after that. He'd fucking poison for that before that. I mean, after, I'd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know what a baseball bat feels like if your ass feels shit?
Hello.
Oh, that's the wrong prank. Hey, I was going to play a Jin Stewart prank real quick. It's the Turkish
really?
Horse.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 10 minutes long. Oh, is that all
what?
We have? Yeah, the Turkish horse, I got to hear. I'm going to skip to like the end of it because towards the end is when he gets really mad. Are you okay if I play Turkish horse on the phone here on the show, Jin?
Hey, no problem. Go for it, man.
All right,
I don't care.
This is legendary material here.
Sure,
thank
mate.
I'll be taking a hard break in about 30 minutes. This is a quick 5-minute mini break while I stretch my leg. Thank you.
Oh.
Just a tiny kind of break.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sure you have a big ass.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Well, why don't you come on over? I fucked you with that big ass, motherfucker.
You fuck me, my big ass motherfucker. What the hell are you
doing? Fuck your big ass. I got a big dick.
Fuck my big ass. I've got a tiny ass. You'll never get
it. Well, come on over. Birringer, whatever you got with you. I'll fuck you all.
You fuck my pony?
I'll fuck you all. I'll fuck you all. Right. I'll fuck your whole family.
My whole family of
I'm sure you like to be fucked because you'll sound like a faggot. Are you a faggot?
No, I'm a horse.
I'm sure you're a faggot. Don't say no to me, motherfucker. It's
no.
obvious you're a faggot. You like big cocks, don't you?
No.
I got a big cock. Come on over.
Good.
I'll give it to you and your wife, your sister, your whole fucking family.
You son of a bitch.
You
Why would you insult
all suck like my cock.
Why would you do that, man? You know, I'm trying
Why
to be...
Why wouldn't I do that, motherfucker? What am I going to do with it?
I'm trying
you
to
know,
be
I'll
nice.
Fuck people with that.
You fuck people
Come on
with
over,
that?
I fuck you too.
I think you should fuck yourself, you son
well,
of a bitch.
Well, I'll fuck you.
I'm
How
trying to be
that?
Nice to you, you know. I called up
I'm
and I was
sure you like
to
be fucked. Don't lie to me. You are a faggot. You are full of people. You are trying to find someone to fuck you. So I make it easy for you. Come
okay,
on over
cool.
here, I'll fuck you. I'm gonna be closing in half an hour. I'll fuck you right here.
Okay, let me come
and
over right
everybody
now.
Everybody leaves here at 10 o'clock, I'll fuck you. All
what
night long.
Now, what time is it now?
Well, it's almost 9:30. Come on over.
All right,
you're
I'll come
closing
back.
Right now.
If I leave right now, I could be there for 10 o'clock.
You'll make it. Come on,
and
man.
Leave it open.
I'll wait for you. Don't worry.
Is there any
I'm
space
waiting for you.
You
I'm waiting for you. Bring whatever you got there, okay?
Pony.
Don't forget your wife and your whole family, too. I want to fuck them all.
Okay, brilliant. I'll bring everybody.
Yeah. Bring everybody.
Okay.
Bring everybody. I'll do you a favor and fuck you
okay,
all.
Good. Fuck your mother,
but,
you son of a bitch.
Especially you. Okay, you're going to suck my cock first before I fuck
okay, I'm really looking
you're
forward.
You're going to suck my dick for like 1 hour.
You son of a bitch, you.
Then I will fuck you.
Son of a horse. You understand?
I'll bring your horse, too. I fuck your horse, too.
Excellent. That's
okay.
exactly what
yeah,
I want.
I fuck horses, too.
You, I know you
it has
are
a hole,
son of a bitch.
I'll fuck it.
You are a
bitch. But I'll fuck you personally.
That's
Maybe I'll have one of my guys fuck your wife. So you can watch while I fuck you. Okay?
Yeah, I'm really looking
Sounds
forward.
Sounds good. Okay. Fuck
Next
you.
Fight. All right. And tell that
All
bitch.
Right.
Well,
All
yeah.
right. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fucking bastard.
Wow.
What a freak.
Whoa. All right.
He wasn't very tense at all. He sounded very relaxed.
Thanks,
and marvelously executed.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh shit.
Good stuff.
he didn't get angry.
Not at all. He was fine. Yeah, he's
Dude,
so.
He would skin you. I think he would like skin you alive if he could get hold of you.
Look, I love that we have fans and listeners that will fucking. Just, fuck yeah.
I've like, seen this guy yeah, in person
it,
too,
but,
man. He's like
yeah.
5 foot one, maybe 5 foot two. He looks like on that. Aristotle on that. That's
yeah, I don't
want to. Big ass class.
He doesn't sound like a dude you want to fuck with. Like, he, you know.
No, dude. He looks like a little fucking, like little dictator. Like a little Napoleon complex, dude. Because he looks like he's, like, been around. And he's just, I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, like a Greek kind of like looking dude. You know what I'm saying? They
yeah,
got
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know.
Mediterranean fucking gruffy look.
Right, yes, dude. You know he means business. You know, this guy that you just don't want to fuck with him kind of look, you know?
Yeah. Jinster, where do you holiday? You ever go to Greece, Italy? Do you even holiday at all? You don't do that, right?
Yeah, I do go to a holiday. I do random holidays, but at the moment I don't really have the time. But if I do go on holiday, I get to see my friends.
Oh, you was traveling Scandinavia,
Israel.
Wasn't you? Last time, holidays.
I sometimes go to nice places, very nice places. I've been to Seychelles, Maldives.
Man, people in Europe, they love to, they vacation in some really cool places. Like, we're always just,
Fuck,
United
so
States, we usually,
compared to where we are.
Americans usually either vacation here, like we go somewhere else, because it's such a big country, and there's, you know, a lot of shit to do. Or, like, we take a trip overseas, but it's like, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just you guys over there got, like, nice beaches.
Yeah, well, it depends on time. We don't have nice beaches here in the UK.
Well, not in the UK, but you guys vacation
yeah,
out, like, in other parts of
Europe.
Although, actually, we do have some nice beaches. I mean, I was in Scotland a couple of weeks ago, and I was at a beach there. That's quite nice.
There's a beach? There are people getting in the water? It seems like it'd be cold.
Yeah. I was in the water. It was really nice.
Did you have your shirt on?
Have you ever been to Turkey?
Huh?
Torquay?
Torquay, yeah, yeah, I know of Torquay. I haven't been there.
AMD lives down there. He said it's real nice, man. Like, they got palms and shit to grow there. It's got this warm current that comes in there.
I don't trust him. There's people who say fucking Blackpool is nice.
All right, look, Laguna Garden Hotel. This is in Japan, in Okinawa. I'll take this
Japan.
One. I'll take this one.
Japan.
Japan, home of the Japs.
Weird hold music.
Hey, Mushi Mushi. Hi, I'm American. You speak English?
This is a Laguna Garden Hotel.
Yeah, I know that, stupid.
Laguna Garden Hotel, operator, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I would like a woman sent up to my room, please. Myself and my friend, Jin Stewart, we're going to have sex with her.
I'll connect front desk, just one, please.
Okay, honey.
Now that's room service I want to talk to.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
I'm American. You speak English?
I just a little.
Oh, good, motherfucker. Mm-mm. Okay, look, I'm here with my friend, Jin Stewart.
Hi.
We're staying here, and we heard that you guys have, like the sex places that you can go to, you know? The love hotels and the sexual places you can have sex with the woman. And with the machines and stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, we have the fitness machine.
Yeah, but I need a machine for sex, for sexual pleasure, for fucking. Mm-hmm. You know sex, S-E-X? Shit. Jen, what's the word, how do you say sex to her in Japanese?
You're fucking.
Fucking?
Yeah, fuck. Uh-huh. You know fuck?
We don't have,
You have any fuck?
No, we don't have any
something
like that.
Well, what did I say? Do you understand what I said? Do you have any fuck? Can you say fuck? How many fuck do you have?
Sekusu?
Sorry, this is a Laguna Garden Hotel.
Yeah.
We don't have any something.
Do you have sekusu? Sekusu?
Laguna?
Sekusu.
No.
Yes, I'm looking for sekusu. Where to go for sekusu?
Sorry, we don't know.
Yeah, you know. Do you have a sex hotel?
Yeah.
Love hotel?
Yeah, Okichimpo. Yeah, Okichimpo.
I want to have sekusu with a robot. With the Asimo robot.
Sorry.
I saw on a documentary. You guys have it. Go ahead, Chimpo.
Yeah, I was going to say, hello, Miss Lady. Anata to no sekusu.
What did you say? What did you fucking say?
I said I want to have sex with you. Oh, shit. Fuck it up.
Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
What?
Hello?
What? Milkman, go ahead. What?
Tell me you have the OP tune, bro.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
That means you got the big dick. That's what you're trying to tell.
Okichimpo?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, let's call back, speak to the operator. She seemed nice and receptive in English.
I snorted.
I know, I heard that. I wasn't going to call you out on it. I was going to let you slide.
Or you say, like, Sugoi Okichimpo. That means very big.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, you're an English speaker, right?
This is the Laguna Garden Hotel.
Yeah, is this the operator?
Yes.
I'm looking for sekusu, a place to have sekusu with the woman.
Sekusu?
Sekusu. Sekusu. Yeah, where's the place that there's a woman and she has sekusu with me? Does sekusu?
I don't know.
Do you know what is sekusu? Sekusu?
This is a Laguna Garden Hotel operator.
Yeah, and I'm staying at the hotel. I want to go to a place to have sekusu. Sekusu? Please? Please?
You stay?
Yeah, I stay. I stay here.
Stay. Reservation?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Sekusu.
Sekusu.
Six.
Yes. Sex. Yeah, there you go. S-E-X. Sekusu.
Six.
Yes. Where do I go? Where do I go to have sex with a woman or a robot?
Robot?
You know, like a robot. You know what is robot?
I'll connect front desk.
No. They don't know. They don't know.
Reservation desk?
Roboto? Roboto?
Roboto.
Roboto?
Robot?
Yes. I want to have sex with Roboto.
A robot?
Yes. You have that in Japan. You have a lot of Roboto? Sekusu Roboto?
No.
Oh, come on. You know where the place is where you have Sekusu with a Roboto.
Roboto.
Mm-hmm.
Ante?
Roboto. Yes.
Room number? Do you know room number?
219. 219.
219?
Yeah. By Shunpu?
By Shunpu.
By Shunpu. By Shunpu. In the springtime. That means whore.
If you say you want to have sex with a robot, you say, Watashi wa roboto to sexu ga shitai desu.
I can't say that. I don't know.
Room number?
Yeah, what about by Shunpu? By Shunpu?
By Shunpu.
By Shunpu.
No.
Where is by Shunpu? By Shunpu for sekusu?
Sexu?
Yes, with by Shunpu? Roboto by Shunpu?
Yes, no.
Yes, no?
No.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you
Toko
help?
Desu ka? Toko desu ka?
Toko desu ka? Toko desu ka?
This is a Laguna Garden Hotel.
And I'm staying in the Laguna Garden Hotel. I am here.
Here?
I am in Laguna Hotel. I am with you.
You are reservation?
Oh, fuck. Jen, go ahead. Talk to her, please.
Yeah, hello. Moshi Moshi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, yeah. Watashi wa roboto to sexu ga shitai desu.
Koko wa hotel desu.
Yeah, sexu. You know?
Koko wa hotel desu.
Watashi wa sexu suru kota ga dekaimasu.
Suru kota ga?
So I don't understand what you're saying. You know, I can just talk then English. Can you English?
ここでは対応できないので、フロント代わります。
Officer Echo, English, okay?
I'll connect front desk.
Yeah, you do that. Connected.
Front desk, just one.
Yeah, front desk.
What is it with adding the O to the end of everything? Not everything, but a lot of things. Like WIFO, they say.
I'm going to try this. I'm going to tell her I want to fuck a robot.
Yeah. Like when I get my Asian massage, she's like, no, but your WIFO. Like, oh, that doesn't happen. It's never happened. Even now, still I recall. Okinawa.
What the fuck?
Because she gave him a heads up. Talking about.
I also told her in between there to fuck off at some point. While she was talking in Japanese, I told her to fuck off.
Yeah, front desk?
No.
Frontal desk.
Moshi moshi?
Hi.
Watashi wa roboto to sexu ga shitai desu.
Kore wa dekinai desu.
I don't understand. English, English?
No.
Why?
This is a Raguna Garden Hotel.
Uh-huh.
No,
yeah.
Nonsense.
Watashi wa sex shitai anata.
No.
Why?
Anata no koto shiranai.
Why? I want to sex you. Sex wa anata o.
Kata.
What kata? No, I just sex anata o. Trying to tell her I want to fuck a robot. Then I do. She said some Japanese shit, so I said, "No, I want to fuck you now."
I want to fuck you. Oh shit. Oh man. That's fun. Still got more numbers. Let's see what else we got here. That was Laguna Garden Hotel. Monkey Mania. This is located in Australia. Monkey Mania, a party venue. Huh. All right, I'll try that. Let me try this one. I declare war. War under the locust. Bulletproof jet planes, nigga, you can't shoot us. Can't stop my rain to terrorize the power.
Maybe it has to be deeper to be more Japanese.
Hey, watashi wa dai desu sex.
Sex.
Sex. Hey. Hey. Shitorobasana.
Yeah, because it said way different than it pronounces it on Google Translate.
Hello, Monkey Mania. This is Ben speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? That's
yeah, good.
That's good. Shut up. I'm looking for a party venue. This is what this is here?
Yeah, sure it is.
All right, good. Do you have a like grilling area there that we can grill some food? On a, what do you call it? A barbecue?
Oh, no. Sorry, we're an indoor... indoor play center.
Do you have space outside where we can... We want to burn a big cross?
No, we don't have anything like that.
No? Do you guys burn crosses here in this country?
Not really, no.
Do you know what that means?
Not 100%, no.
It's the lighting of the cross for the white man to light the way and cleanse the world. We're here from the United States. We understand you have like an abo problem in this area. Abo, something like that. Abo. I never heard of them before. But I guess they're like the indigenous motherfuckers from here.
Yeah, that's not very appropriate, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, it doesn't sound appropriate, but I teach hate. You know, I have hate in my heart. That's how I talk.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, so...
Wow. One man shall dominate world soon.
I'd like to apologize for our Australian listeners, especially those who are Aboriginal
Australians. Yeah, I used to actually have an Australian fan who used to call me. Yeah, he would be like, Gene fucking hell, mate, how are you? This is Steve from Australia. And he'd leave me a lot of messages. Like, he would just be like, Steve, yeah, it's Steve. How are you, mate? Fucking hell. And he actually did a really good impression of my, like, my hello.
Oh, yeah?
It was really good.
Dialer does a real good impression of you. He'll do it a lot of the time. He'll do an impression of you while he does pranks on his show. It's really funny. And he's doing the dead sometimes now.
Oh, really?
His the dead impression is dead on Dialer. His the dead.
Oh really?
Oh my god!
The
it is.
Dead.
It is.
No,
it, yeah. It is. It is. It is. It's dead on. Dead on the dead.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout out.
I know he's good, dude. I have to hear that, man.
Yeah. There's an episode. It's on the PCM podcast. If you go to the Dialer section on the page, if you go to the Global Chaos, you can go to prankcallnation.com/dialer. I think that's it. It's either slash Dialer or Global Chaos. One of those two.
I would feel bad copying explicit.
What's it called? He's doing the dead, or does it say something like that? Or
no? Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I think he did the whole show was about like him impersonating the dead. I think yeah. You
figured it out. Send me the link, dude. Just text me
the
link.
Cool
and I will pick it up later.
No, I don't think he did. No. I didn't hear the whole thing, but what I heard cracked my ass up so hard. All right, prankcallnation.com/dialer is where you want to go. Let me see if I can find that. Lucy the Swearer blows away. This is like 2 weeks ago, I think. So let me go back. And Dialer usually pushes out like a show, at least like four shows a week, I'd say, maybe five.
Cheers.
New format, power dialing, phone marking the pre-show. He did a phone marking pre-show. You should see my wife. There it is. Okay. August 11th, 2015, Global Chaos Radio, you should see my wife. I'll post a link to it here to YouTube if you want to. Oh, dude, this is so funny. You got to hear it. Fucking Dialer is hilarious.
Dude, I know he's good, man. Oh, my God. I like him, man. I definitely want to hear that one.
Oh, my God,
and
dude.
The dead, man. Everybody knows how I feel about the dead. Dieters.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Hey, let's do some more prank calls. Come on. We're going to take a break here in like 15 minutes.
I just have to be good.
Hang on, let me play some of it. I'll show you. Let me get, I'll go to the random in the middle. See if we can hear some of the dead. It's buff.
Chicken curry.
Uh-huh.
And one tail of Madilan.
What?
One tail of Madilan.
I don't understand. Tell me again.
It's an Indian food. Is this the Indian restaurant?
Yes.
It's Taylor.
Yes.
Tera Madilan.
No, we have it. No, have it right now. This one. We have it. Chicken curry, okay.
Chicken curry, okay.
Right now.
Do you have banchot?
No.
No ulu.
I have a dancer. Yeah, yeah.
No ulu kapata.
Bread now.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
That's so dead. You gotta be fucking killing
me. Dude, he's doing good. He's zeroing in.
There's some
on
other
it,
parts
dude.
That sounds better. Like, he just, I don't know, he just captured him really well. It's, yeah.
He did very good, dude. I'm impressed.
That's
man.
Funny.
We'll have to get him to call the dead himself on these days.
Yeah, it's funny because the dead always is saying, you should see my wife. He's always saying that to people. You should see my wife. Well, that's what he called the episode. You should see my wife.
Oh, okay, that's
hey,
no,
just let me do a quick shout out. There's this dickhead in the fucking chat room called The Danimo. Listen, cunt. If you don't like me, don't fucking listen to the show, you prick. I can stay on as much as I want, and if Carlito has me on the show, I'm going to do some stuff, so you can shut the fuck up and go and fuck your mother, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah,
prick.
Damn.
Alright, that's
hung
it.
Up. Or maybe
that's
she
all
did.
I got for you.
I don't know, I fucked that up.
Who's talking shit to
you?
Let's
go to the chat room instead because...
I don't know, these fuckers talking to me in the chat room like they fucking know me or something.
Is Dan
tell them to go suck one, man.
Don't pay attention. Right?
I don't give a fuck. They
don't
even know me.
You should, you should. Right.
I got enough fans.
Little, man, in the face of the true show. So, you know, you can be a naysayer and go suck one.
All right, let me get back to Lowe's.
Jim Stewart's the man, motherfuckers.
Look, I'm scanning through. We got some UK numbers here. We got some Indian restaurants. Some more UK numbers. These are Reynolds? No, just random.
I wish you had a fucking thimble full of the talent this man possesses.
Oh, we got, what's it called? Cornwall. All right. Where's that about? Do you have any idea, Jen? Or Cornwall?
What's that?
Be?
Cornwall. Yeah, yeah. Cornwall's a place.
That's in the south. Is that the south, I think? No, that's...
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I believe so, actually. Let me check.
Jim, I think...
Well, Cornwall was the Battle of Hastings and something like that in that time, right? 10-something?
Yeah, it's in the southeast, very far, like it's on the point.
You sure you're not confusing it with General...
I don't know, something that we should know.
You're confusing,
no,
you're...
1072.
I think you're confusing it with General Cornwallis, who surrendered to George Washington.
That's different. I'm talking about an older one. This is like a long time ago.
I don't think there was a Battle of Cornwall. You think there was a Battle of Cornwall? I can find out. Let me look. Battle of Cornwall.
Dude, there's something. Yeah, there is something. There's a famous deal of the battle because this guy with the red lion and the fucking... What was the other guy?
There is.
I used to
die. The Battle of Cornwall was a Spanish raid on Cornwall in 1595 during the Anglo-Spanish War of 1585 to 1604.
Okay, something like that. Okay, there we go. Battle of Cornwall. I knew there was one.
Conducted by a Spanish Navy squadron from Brittany, France. Yeah, go Spain. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Who won this? Let's see. Belligerents. The Spanish had no losses, and England lost 4 settlements, and 1 fort was razed, and 4 ships sunk. Hell yeah. In your face. Yeah. Spain.
It is a big battle. I can't remember how it went, but I know it's a big battle. It's an important battle. I guess that's an important battle of losses for... British, I would say.
Damn, look at this. At the end of the campaign, a traditional Catholic mass was held on British soil. That's fucked up. because I'm sure that's that was in the period, but you know, when it was, Church of England
and
all that.
Yeah, when they went Protestant, dude, they broke off and went Anglican.
Yeah. Damn. Actually, I'm pretty sure Spain was doing all this at the behest of the Vatican. That was, you know.
Fuck yeah, boy. That's put it right in his ass now. I'm sure that chapped him.
Yeah, probably. All right. We're going to do prank calls. We got Cornwall, I was saying. Well, the first one is actually in Hampshire. Hampshire. Power Scar, whatever. No, bullshit. I already called it. Hang on. Let me focus in here. Lindsay is in Cornwall. Yeah. You find out where Cornwall is?
I like corned beef.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah, Cornwall's on right in the southeast. It's like literally, it's the point that goes into the city.
Nice soft.
Corned beef hash with fried eggs, man, with runny yolks and toast with butter.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again.
I love spaces in here. Space.
Hello.
Yeah, is that Mr. Ellicott?
No, who the bleep now you calling?
I'm calling for Lindsay. Don't get fresh with me on the phone.
So am I, and you woke me up and my kids.
So what? I don't care.
No,
I don't care.
This time. Do you know what time it is here?
What time is it?
Let me just have a quick look. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Then why don't you take
Why
don't you take the clock and shove it up your ass if it's 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock? You shouldn't be phoning me at this time in the morning.
Put the time up your ass and leave it there until the alarm goes off.
I'm poking up yours.
Fuck you.
And hope you choke on it.
Yeah.
What? The hell? What
did I miss? He's been
was that a wanker? Was that a wanker?
Yeah, it was a wanker. Yeah.
Oh shit! I just caught the end of it. Bloody
sorry.
Hell!
Yeah, you were still on hold, and I heard the beep beep and added you. But shit. I was just saying. I don't know what I said. Calling for the wife. Said what time? You know what time it is? You know the whole thing. You know what time it is, etc., etc. Busy. The phone got left busy.
Well, damn. I don't have any corned beef hash, so I just had to have Blue Dragon hash instead.
Blue Dragon hash, there you go. Good stuff. Yeah. It's good for you. Good for your lungs.
Hey, it's for you, bro.
Good for your brain. You know, burn off all the.
This one here is for Jim Stewart. And Marvin.
Joseph. I got a Joseph Reynolds. Jen, are you
gold
interested?
Gold medalist, archer, champion.
Yeah, why not? Let me do Marvin.
There you go.
Wait, what is it? Who is it?
Joseph P. Reynolds? Did I paste it? I pasted it to the wrong.
Joseph Reynolds. Okay.
I pasted it to the wrong person. There you go. Was that it? Did I get you right there? Yes, I did. Okay. Joseph Reynolds.
Joseph Reynolds. I'll do that. Actually, you know, just like, I'm serious. There's somebody just lurking around in the garden. Hello?
Who's calling?
Yeah, hello, this is Mr. Stewart, Mrs. Reynolds.
Yes.
Yes? Look, listen, I think outside, can you just have a quick peek out of your window? You're at number 10. Just have a look out the front there. Just see if you can see that gentleman there.
No.
Do you not see the gentleman? I think he's lurking. I think he's trying to look into your place there. I think he's lurking.
Can't hear
from
here. I'll go to another room. Hold on.
Oh, my name.
What are you doing?
Who's speaking?
Hello, Mrs. Reynolds. Hello? This is Mr. Stewart. I live just down the road. I think I saw a gentleman outside just lurking around on the road there outside number 10.
Really?
Yeah. Just have a quick look out your window. Just see if you can see a little gentleman there.
What number do you live at?
No, I live just down the road at number 3.
Oh, dear, where's that?
It's still on Anthony Close, but listen, look, just have a quick look. Just have a quick look.
No.
It's better to be safe than sorry, though, isn't it? You know, better to be safe than sorry, especially at this hour.
There's nobody there.
No, there's nobody there. Oh. That's interesting. What do you think happened to him?
your number?
No, no, wait, I'm at number three. I said, what do you think happened to the gentleman then?
I don't know.
I think you might want. What do you think? Maybe he disappeared.
What's your telephone number?
It's the same as your number.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's like your number. It's got the same start, but it's got like a few different digits at the end.
Well, what's your number?
Okay, it's 353.
Yeah.
212.
212.
Yeah.
And you're Mr. Stewart,
Jim. Stewart, yeah, Mr. Stewart. I'm a revered gentleman of the British battalion. Yeah, listen, what do you think happened to the gentleman, though? I mean, I'm just a little bit concerned about you. So, you know, because I'm looking out for the neighbours, you know, doing the neighbourhood watch thing. And, you know, if you see a gentleman at this hour, you know, it's just, you know.
Yes, well, thank you very much for phoning.
So what do you think happened to him?
I've no idea.
Oh, okay. Can I please speak to your husband?
No.
Why?
I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
No, I want to talk now. I'm lonely and bored.
Oh, right.
Right.
Oh, right. Fuck off, then. Oh, shit.
What the fuck now?
Almost time for the break. Chat room reminded me. I forgot the VMAs are on tonight. I don't even
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Off in the dementia voice there, dude. That's a great voice.
What's going on? Let me tune in the VMAs real quick, see what's going on. Now we're going to get banned off of YouTube probably in about 10 seconds. But we'll find out. I'm not showing the video, I'm just looking at it, playing the audio. I can't stand this stuff anymore. I used to give a shit, you know, the pop culture and all that. Maybe it just got old. I think this happens, you get old. And you're like, oh, hey, get off my lawn. I hate this shit.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Want to thank all the fans out here today. My man Pete, Carly, Charlamagne, Aquafina, Nessa. Yeah. The big show is about to start with Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj. Right.
It sounds like it's over and they're repeating it. It's already done. Nicki Minaj opened the show. Oh, boy. Her and her big ass. Whatever. I could care less. But I'm still playing it. I'll play it for you guys. In case you guys are interested, the VMAs were done. So don't tune out. You can probably watch it all.
Is Transgender going to be on there tonight?
Transgender? Is that a rapper?
Yeah. Bruce Transgender.
I don't know. Are you talking about Laverne Cox? Or you mean is
Transgender.
There...
I mean Transgender, whatever his name is. Oh, Bruce Transgender. Caitlyn? Caitlyn Transgender?
Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know if Caitlyn Jenner is on now.
Yeah, Transgender. You're going to be on there too?
I don't know. I'll have to catch the headlines tomorrow and see if they talk about it. Milkman.
All right.
But I do know one thing. We're going to have to take a break here, man. Because was the evil day, the sun glistened, starting to get a little burned out here.
Shit, is that tune from that album you told me?
This is a different one. This is Ghostface Killah.
Oh, it's still him. Nice.
Yeah, Ghostface Killah, it's called...
Ghostface Killah.
Something Ways to Die. I forget what it's called. 8 Ways to Die, something like that. Ghostface Killah. It's his latest album, other than that collaboration that you already looked up. Yeah. All right, let's get to this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more prank calls. We'll have more, probably more people on the line. That would be great. We got a lot of Australian numbers here. We got some Waffle Houses. You know who likes those is Llama, and Llama's around. We'll add Llama to the call. I got a few Waffle Houses. He'll eat them up. We got an Indian restaurant place, Jin, in Japan. That might be an interesting twist for you. You going to stay on? You got time?
Yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, yeah. I got nothing. This is bank holiday, so.
Yay! All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, everybody.
Oh, hey, that's going to please the dad as well.
There. So, we talked about earlier, Amano, and it's working well.
Talk about? What are you talking about?
Remember?
Yeah.
For the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand.
Okay, it's working. All right, good. Later, man.
Be right back.
I'ma try it out. Station in the nation.
Prank Call Nation. Okay. Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Bitch, you proud. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread out. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat. All my niggas fed up. Bitch, you proud. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread out.
All right, we are back. Madhouse Radio for August something. The last week of August. Coming up on this. Are we now fishing the 31st? 30th. Sunday the 30th. Monday the 31st. First of the month is on Tuesday. Rent is due, motherfucker. So get that rent in. Get ready to get that rent in. Should have been payday Friday, this last Friday. Hopefully you didn't spend blow it all on mushrooms and weed like these two over here on the line with me right now. Jin Stewart and Milkman. What's up, guys? Welcome. Thank you for sticking in there. Who else is on? Who else made it? Anyone else? Dwight, did you make it? Or are you still coming?
Fuck yeah.
Dwight, General Awesome.
How's it going?
General Awesome, hey man, you said that real men play 7-string, is that what you said?
Yep.
Milkman, that's a message for you. I didn't get to it yet. Get it to you yet. Milkman, are you there? Oh, I think he dropped out. I forgot his name. Forgot I lost him. Well, let's get Milkman back on. Anyway, we'll deliver that message to him later. In the meantime, we can do some more prank calls. If anyone wants to jump in, let me know. Let me see. Have more wankers here. We got a John Tanner. Does anyone want that? John Tanner?
In the UK.
In the UK, yep.
Yeah, alright, why not?
Right. Here it is.
Did you make his name?
Tanner. It's in the chat.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, Tanner John.
Windsor Road, yeah?
Yep. That's it. I'm not getting any sound effects from the phone program. That's weird. So I'm vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Hold you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wifing your ass. Young nigga got dick. No yak. Fast money, fast bitches taking whole baths. And me and relations don't last. Hold that bitch, you proud. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread out. Damn shame, because John Tanner picked up and hung up.
Yeah.
Hey, I got you back. Hey, we got you.
Hey, there you are.
All right, let me try John Tanner again for you, Jim.
I'm going to put this on mute.
I could see him picking up, but we couldn't hear it. I got you, Milkman, no problem. Yeah, I could see him picking up on the program, but I had messed with the audio setting during the break. Blah, 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 yada, yada. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Tanner.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Tanner?
Yes?
Yes, how are you?
Yes? What do you want?
What? Yeah, it's Mr. Stewart. I wanted to wake you up.
Who?
Mr. Stewart.
This is what you're trying to do. You can just piss off. What's your plan?
What do you mean, piss off? Why are you swearing at me, you idiot?
Ah, well, I can't be bothered with it.
No, why fuck you, then. Me, you idiot.
4 o'clock in the morning, just piss off.
What will you fucking piss off, you idiot? Piss off the phone, you.
Piss off.
I love that idea. Phone, you. You know, it's such a great pretense, because if you say to them, I'm just calling to wake you up, that's going to piss them off like nothing.
Like, fucker. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Who are you calling?
Same guy back.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. Yes, hey, did you just get a phone call waking you up? Because I got I just got a phone call from your number saying that you were waking me up. That was a wake-up call.
It's something wrong. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, or why would you call my house and wake me up and my children at this time in the morning? Good God.
I like it.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on there in the background now.
Tell him it's Big American Dick calling.
Yeah. Hey, welcome. Hey, are you really in China or something like that?
Yeah, I'm in China right now.
For work? That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here for another month. I'm going to be here for like 6 weeks.
Oh, where are you? Are you like in...
What do you do, Aaron?
I'm in the semiconductor industry.
Oh, wow. That's cool as fuck, man.
Well, I am now. I have been for about a month.
Wow.
You idiot.
So where are you, in Beijing or you're in Macau? Where are you?
No, Xi'an.
Never heard of it. Is it nice? How's the food? Scary?
The food is scary sometimes, but awesome other times.
Really?
Cool. A lot of street food, you know, like cooked on the street, but also maybe never refrigerated, you know?
Oh, yeah. Kind of scary.
Xi'an, it's central China. It's actually quite famous in China, but it's not outside of the U.S., but...
Okay.
The air quality is horrible, in case you're wondering. It's actually the worst air quality in the world.
That's what I've heard. The whole.
But I can get a Rolex watch for like 35 US.
Real one, though? Fake. Or...
No, it's fake. Nah, but fake.
But still, yeah, you can get the... Hey, man, can you maybe get me the hookup on some like bootleg Gucci sweaters and...
I don't know about bootleg Gucci sweaters. They got purses Gucci. And shit, but that's about it.
No, Gucci sweaters, like the kind of Biggie Smalls and Bill Cosby used to wear, you know? Like those really colorful.
I don't think so.
And then what about like some sneakers? You got any bootleg sneakers around?
Yeah, they got bootleg sneakers, but they're like, I mean, they say they look like Nike or whatever, but they're spelled like N-I-C-E. And then they have the swoosh and everything, or like. They have New Balance, you know, but it's spelled like they spell it differently. And then, but if you look on the bottom, it looks like a slipper, you know, like the sole is like a slipper. It's not even.
It doesn't
rubber.
Have any tread on it. It's just like the slipper.
Can I just do they have any really expensive clone watches? Like, I mean, like Patek Philippe or Roger Dubuis, something like that?
Mostly the American brands like Omega, Rolex, Citizen, you know, Carrera. Mm-hmm. Or whatever,
but nothing Swiss, nothing too extreme.
Tag, maybe some Tag, Tag Heuer or whatever. Whatever the fuck, however say that.
What about jerseys? Any basketball jerseys?
Yeah, but the problem is the sizes. Like, so I'm not a big dude or anything, but like I had to buy 2XL shirts.
Guess for them it's 2XL. Oh, shit.
For them, it's 2XL. I weigh fucking 180 pounds. Like, there's no fucking way that I'm a 2XL.
Oh, God.
So,
I would have to walk around naked there if I had to survive on the clothing. I don't know what would happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see a big and tall store yet, but, I mean, there's no...
There's no big there's and no, tall store in China. Are you kidding me? That's like the opposite of everyone in China. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was with a dude that I flew in with, and they lost his bags, and we went to the fucking store. He was a bigger dude, you know, kind of like a biker-sized guy or whatever, and he couldn't fucking find any clothes. Like, he had, like, the hangover he wearing puts on his shirt. I was, like, wearing a little person shirt, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to get it online or something. I have no... I mean, not that I'm in China or nothing, but, yeah, I can imagine that they don't really have a market for big dudes there.
I'm curious.
Whoa, there we go. Hey. I'm curious. Have you hit the Great Firewall of China with anything yet?
Oh, yeah, everything. It's fucked up.
Yeah, you posted on Facebook you hit, so what was it? Or like what?
So that's the deal, is that for my company, like they have their internet is through a server in the U.S. Okay. And VPN. I had a VPN for about a week, but they shut it down.
Oh, why would they do that? Okay, that sucks.
And
can you get the PCN? Is PCN blocked by the Great Wall? Do you know?
What's that?
Is prankcallnation.com or madhouselive.com or those?
Oh, God, I haven't checked. I'll have to look.
Yeah,
but,
check that out. Let me know. I'm just curious if they blocked it.
Yeah, if you're on the list.
Yeah. I'm just curious if it's blocked or not. Probably not. We're off the radar. Yeah, check phone losers also. Check phone losers.org.
Can you not still use Skype Tor for that?
What's that?
Can you use Tor, the onion root?
Tor.
Tor is like a program you can use.
Yeah. I think that's probably shut off too. But it's just
I don't know because you know, a lot of agencies use that.
Right. Well, a lot of that's true. But a lot of places have like that shit set up. And I think that they shut down, the feds shut down the
Tor server. Well, they've infiltrated it, but they haven't.
They must have done that at the ISP level, so they would have had to. But that's weird because then they can see. I don't know how that would technically be like a massive job.
Oh shit! I hadn't looked, man. On hold on.
Really complicated.
All right, anyway, I heard. Hey, I think this has already been spread in the chat room, but it is being confirmed now by CNN breaking news director Wes Craven, who scared us all with Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream, dies at 76. He died at 76 years old tonight. At least it was announced tonight.
Well,
Wes Craven. I didn't know the fucker was that old. God damn. I guess so. Huh? It was, yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, see? Burn in hell for making all those devil movies. Huh? You sound like Milkman. You sound like Milkman. Are you there? Oh, boy. Yeah, your Chinese connection is really bad right now. Keep trying. Keep trying to get back in. Don't worry.
The government's probably coming for him.
Probably, yeah. They heard him talking shit. Like, oh, we cut you off.
Doing? What are you doing?
Yeah? That's cool, man. Milkman, are you there still? Well, let me do a sound check real quick. Do we still have Milkman? Or did we get Milkman back from hold? Hello? He said he was going to mute himself. That's right. Anyway, let's stop talking about stuff and let's do some pranks. Here is one. Wise Guys Pizza in Australia. Anyone? Dwight Pizza in Australia. The next one has to be Jin because it's an Indian restaurant in Japan.
Few idiot. Who did that? That's so fucking cool.
It was
who's
me.
Who's got the soundboard? Who's got my?
Do you want me to make a soundboard out of you?
I think there already exists one. If you Google it, there is a soundboard.
There's a Jin Stewart soundboard.
Zog sent it to me once.
I've actually created I wrote a program which is a soundboard template. So later on, if you want to record some clips to make like an authentic, the official Jin Stewart soundboard, we can do it.
Awesome. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, General Awesome is really quick on the soundboarding clips, like in real time. It's awesome. Here we go. Did anyone want the pizza place before I do it? Australia.
What's that, South Lagoon?
Hey, how you doing, honey baby? I wanted to make an order.
Yeah, very well, Matt. Delivery or pickup?
Pickup.
A pickup. Just give me a phone number with you, please.
Well, I don't have an Australian number. I'm visiting family here in Melbourne. Melbourne, is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, yeah. Whereabout are you?
Well, South Melbourne. I don't know myself.
You're South Melbourne.
Yeah, no, well, they live here, and they told me this is the place that they order from, so I'm calling. They said this is the place that they go, and this is the place to order from, and that they'll take me here to pick up the order. And they're my family.
They're my family. Yeah.
And they told me that. Okay? And I'm wearing long pants and long sleeves.
If you're visiting here, the problem is like a... Do you know where the shop is?
I told you, my friends, my family that I'm with, they come to your shop regularly, and we're going to come pick it up. They're going to bring me. I don't know where it is, but they're coming. They know. You understand?
Okay, all right.
Why? All right. You know, what's this about? What's this about?
Yeah, no problem.
Shit, damn it. All right, are you ready for the order? What else you need? You need my blood type?
All right.
What the fuck are you? All right, one pizza?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what size you want it?
Large.
Yep.
All right, I like it cooked with heat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I need you to add meat to it.
Do you have one of our menu?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's pizza. What's the problem? I'm just trying to order pizza here. One meat, one pizza with one meat.
one pizza.
With meat.
We got the one, it's called the Butcher's Meat Treat. So it's got ham, bacon, salami, barbecue sauce.
No. I don't need any upgrades. I just need meat. One meat.
Bacon, we don't have any meat pizza like this stuff.
So you don't have meat and no meat there that you can put on?
No, you can have chicken.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but what meat?
That's the only meat one we got.
No, because chicken is a bird. It's not meat. It's a bird.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a bird. It has wings. It flies a little bit here and there. This is retarded. Hey.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you, honey?
I'm well, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I wanted to make an order. Can you help me out?
Sure can.
All right, honey, baby.
What would you like to order?
I like one large pizza.
Which type?
One large pizza. With
yes, but which type?
One. I need you to put one meat on it.
We don't have a meat paste.
You don't have
pizza.
You don't have any meats you can put on the pizza at all.
We have a hot salami.
See, yeah,
and
I don't
a ham-based pizza.
Yeah, I don't need salami. I need meat. Is what I need. Meat. Call ended by remote. They hung up. He hung up. He's like, fuck it. I'm glad that he hung up because I was getting nowhere with that shit. Fuck. All right, Jin, you're up for your Indian restaurant. You ready? Again, everyone, this is in Japan. Let's hope they answer. We're all excited about. I'm excited about this. I don't know about you guys. I know Danimal probably isn't excited. The fuck I just did. For some reason, I thought Wes Craven was like in his 50s or something. I don't know where I got that from. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Moshimoshi? Moshimoshi?
Moshimoshi.
Moshimoshi. Yeah, do you say namoshka? Namoshka?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, listen to me. Do you speak English?
No.
No. Yeah, get someone on the phone who speaks English. And Bengali, preferably. Bangladeshi.
Bangladeshi?
Yeah, Bangladeshi. Yeah. Yeah, I said all that. Get me an English-speaking person.
I don't know speaking.
Listen to me, you cunt. Get someone on the phone who speaks my language.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent, yes. I'm looking for an Indian-speaking person from Bangladesh. Do you know any Indian people?
Yes. May I have your name, please?
Jin, Mr. Stewart.
Mr. Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Just a moment, please.
Yeah, okay. Get me an Indian person, yeah? What the fuck?
I love the whole music in this place.
Oh. La 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 la.
La di da. Hey, Morgan's here. Hey, Morgan.
This is why they commit suicide over there.
Because of the whole.
Hello.
Haji namaskar ji.
Hello. Namaskar.
Haji namaskar ji.
No. Haji?
Haji, boli.
Kya kar rahe tu, man?
Ji, hum bas khana bana rahe.
Dur sut maranil vua, ay. Kuttar vaycha sut maranil vua. Dur hala benchu thala sut maranil vua. Bandil vua, heta maranil vua.
To
mare suda sut maranil vua, to mare.
Ha?
Ha, to mare bjaan nalala sut maranil vua.
Yeah, namaskar.
Hi?
Hi, namaskar. Put the Indian book back on, please.
Okay, I'm Indian. What problem are you?
No, where are you from? Where from you?
Yeah, I'm from India.
Gundusu, where from India? You understand Teramadi Lan? Teramadi Lan.
This is not good language.
It's good language. Good, good.
No.
Sut Maranilfua. Sut. Sur.
This is not good language. This is the...
Metara bap.
This is also bad language.
Oh, Gandu, huh? Kya baat kar rahe hai aap?
Yes. This is not good language for you.
Allah, sur. Hey, Gandu, why you don't say to me Gandu? If I say to you, you Gandu, then you say to me, you motherfucker.
Who told you, Gandu?
Your father, your father, bape.
You are mother chod, banchod.
No, you're mother chod, dur mother chod. Kut tarwai cha.
Kidhar se boshe ra? Teri maa ka chod, banchod.
Boshri raja.
Bastard. Teri maa ka.
Tera maa di boshra di lan, tera maa ko, tera banko.
Awesome. Wow, we bridged a whole bunch of stuff there. That's great. I'm glad we got that to go.
Yeah, sorry. Too much of
It's a good thing you have rudimentary knowledge of Japanese and the normal... Awesome.
That's fucking brilliant.
There's a hotel. I got a hotel.
International prank call show.
Do I do want to do a hotel in Australia? I'm trying to see what I got here for you. They haven't done anything yet. Hotel in Australia. I got a chiropractic office in Australia.
Okay.
And I got Windsor. I'll do the chiropractic, I guess. It's...
With this gangster life before his passing. So it only seemed fitting that it would become the embodiment of his new life.
Ah, keep happy. Can I call the hotel?
Yeah, let me let Dwight do this.
Yeah.
Let's look at the
What is this place?
Hello, Mr. Chiropractic. Ariana speaking.
Hi, I need to make an appointment to come in there.
Have you been here before?
No, I'm a American traveler, and I'm having some back issues.
Oh, okay. So you've never been here before?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. All right. Now, I can see you. Let's have a look. It would have to be tomorrow night at 7:15. Is that any good to you?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay, hold on, I'll just get your details.
All right.
Yep, your name is?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight, yeah?
Yeah. Dwight Wombat.
Pardon?
Last name is Wombat.
Wombat?
That's right.
Okay, and could I have a contact phone number, please?
Yeah.
Wombat?
It's an international. It's, are you ready?
Is?
It's 212-195-6181.
Is this a joke?
No, that's international. I'm an American. That's my contact number. Area, it's country code 1.
Okay. Yeah, I mean a contact number here.
No, I have a satellite cell phone, and that's my contact number.
And which country are you in now?
I'm in Australia.
How did you find out about us?
I asked the people at the hotel when I was sitting and eating, and I said, where should I go? And they recommended that I call you.
Which hotel is this?
What's with all the questions, bitch? Do you want the Wombat's business or not?
This is Josh.
Wombat. See them, you were using that yesterday, weren't you? Wombat at some point.
No, I just came up with it now.
This one I heard that going around yesterday. What do I do? I've got Irish Wankers. But no. Jen had the hotel.
I'm trying to get this idea. I'm going to try this again because I did this last time. I tracked up. No.
All right.
Hi, you've called Nine Lagoon Hotel. Can't get to the phone right now. So you would like to leave your name, number, and one of us.
What the fuck?
Only in Australia would a hotel have a voicemail.
I don't know. Leave a message. Yeah, we'll take your call later. If you want our, if you want your business, we'll call you back.
Hello. Hello?
Okay, whatever. Alright. She kind of picked up. Does anyone want Ireland? Ireland here. Morgan, would you like to speak? All I have is an Irish wanker.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Windsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need you to sanctify some water real quick. Can you get some water, please?
I don't know.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the Diocese of the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Irish Republic Diocese, the Catholic Church.
Yes.
On behalf of the Cardinal, Cardinal Wallace.
I do. Yeah, and where do you live?
Well, I'm working in the Catholic Call Center in Chicago, Illinois. I'm the base.
I'm in Chicago, Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the diocese, the cardinal of the Archdiocese of the Irish Republic.
Oh yeah. Well, I always help the Catholic Church abroad. I'm always helping.
No,
yeah.
But this is
okay,
the Irish Church.
Thank you.
No, wait a minute. You're not listening to me. This is there's a problem here. Okay. Hello?
What?
Yes.
What's the problem?
Your baptism certificate, John Windsor's baptism certificate came back negligible. It wasn't properly handled in the ceremony. So we just wanted... Hello? Technically, he's not absolved of original sin. You're not listening to me.
I love how you just pulled the shit out of your ass.
It's very important that they know. If he dies, he's going to go to hell, and it's not his fault. The priest.
We're all going to hell.
Yeah.
You reckon?
But at least not for original sin. Which I never understood. What's the sin because we were born? Born sinner? Sounds like a rap song.
Exactly.
Sounds like a Rick Ross song to me. They're not picking up. Hello? Hello? Mr. and Mrs. Windsor? Okay. Yeah, they're gone. The House of Windsor. See that?
House
this...
of Windsor. Did you know that's the Queen's last name?
Yeah, that reminds me when the Will and what's her face got engaged. We're gonna have to announce the wedding.
The two dumb fucks.
Yeah, I was calling Windsors and saying I'm called. I need tickets for the wedding. I was calling the House of Windsor. That was a good time. It sucked because I really wanted to do pranks the morning of the wedding. I was going to get up early and prank people to make sure they were watching it, wake them up at night before it, make sure they were ready. And
you're
talking
about Will and Kay, right?
Yeah. I was going to do that. I had all the plans. I planned it throughout the whole engagement. And then I ended up in the hospital that week. I had to watch.
Oh,
nice. I watched it from my hospital bed. I'm like, fuck.
Did you get to see Pippa's ass?
Yeah, that was.
Fucking
that's
hell,
yeah.
That's the only thing everybody was watching.
Yeah,
because
she was taking the train. She was. Yeah, she's got an ass.
You should see how much the Frenchies here protest the monarchs when they come to Canada.
Really? Well, they
fucking hate them.
They killed the monarchs, didn't they? Kill their monarchs? Like pretty much just like the Russians did. I thought they did, right? The French Revolution, they guillotined. Am I right? Was it these two different?
You're thinking different time period. Different like time French periods. Canadian are still pissed that they had to submit to the British monarch.
Oh, true. And they did. They capitulated. Oh, well. That's how it goes. Here's another Windsor. Does anyone want to talk to a Windsor? Morgan, are you back yet?
I'm just trying to, like, work on my settings.
Okay. All right, Patty Windsor. I'll do the Catholic thing again. Unless Dwight wants it or Jen. Either.
Yeah, go on. I'll do it.
Patty Windsor.
That's it.
I'm copy-pasting him.
If we can get some good clips, by the way, I'll start working on a song.
For tonight's show?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Tonight's been kind of... It's been good. It's been all right show. But nothing sticks out tonight.
What Hello? Is...
Whatever.
What a bitch.
Gotta give us a chance. All right, well, these won't be Catholics, but... We're no longer in Ireland. We're now in England.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Did the football league, the second one, fill up, Carlito? Or are we still on waiting?
Yes,
on that?
We have at least eight now. Yes, we do. Officially, we hit that. I'm sorry. I meant to. Thanks for reminding me. We can take four more total. If you're listening on the podcast. Keep in mind, as of right now, let me check my email again and look at my inbox. I'm zero. Yeah, as of right now, there's up to four slots available, but they have to be in twos. So if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow and you hear this, send me the email, but you might be too late. But please do. We'll take up to 12 players. I think we'll stick to that. It'd be nice if we had 10. That'd be kind of fun. It'd be a different experience. We can close it at 8. Fuck it. Let's close it at 8. No, we'll give some more people a chance. A few more. Okay. Anyway, JC and CM Middleton. Did you see that there? All right. Speaking of Pippa. Yeah, there's a nice Tumblr account about Pippa's ass. It's quite interesting. What is Ghostface doing? What the hell was that? This is straight up Beastie Boys. I don't remember that. That was funny.
Sorry, we cannot answer your call.
Yes.
It's a short shot.
Yo, yeah, heart of a lion. All right, here's another Middleton, James Middleton in Ogdenden, Manchester, England.
Manchester, right here.
James Middleton.
Get really pissed off.
Oh, yeah. It's a good pub there. All right, I'll skip that one. All right, hotel. We had a hotel, the Castle Hotel. Yeah.
I want to do one more, and then this will be my last one. I hope eventually I'll get something.
Okay. Castle Hotel.
That's what I did.
Wait, I didn't copy that right. And this is in Aberdeenshire. Aberdeenshire.
Oh, Aberdeenshire. Scotland. You should train with a Scottish accent. Yeah, I probably do London, you know what I mean? Hello? Yeah, yeah, hello. Listen, I was there a couple nights ago and basically got thrown out about this sort of hour. Are you the manager or are you like, what's your position there?
I am the son of the house, head of the son of the house.
Why do you sound like you've been sleeping? But shouldn't you be working? You're not really supposed to be sleeping while you're working.
No, we are closed in the
moment, and the phone rings.
Right. Well, listen, look, I'm looking for something to stick up my ass. I was wondering if you could help. Yeah, basically, like, I was thinking maybe I'll come in and, like, the two of us, we can just hunt for little objects. We're going on, like an Easter egg hunt, and we'll just look for things to put up my ass. Could you do that with me?
No, I'm afraid I couldn't.
But why? It would be fun. You would enjoy it. Maybe we could, like, find, like, a fork or something. You stick a fork up my ass.
Is there anything you need confirming the hotel?
Yeah, I know it's a hotel. I know. Just maybe you can like fist me. Have you ever fisted a man before? You're fisting. Or we can fist each other. Maybe I can fist you. Would you like to be fisted?
I'm sorry, but is there anything that you need?
I want to come in the hotel, honestly, genuinely. I want to come in there, and you and I will just have a little walk around, and we'll just look for little things to stick up my ass. Yeah? We'll start with small things, yeah, like coins, cutlery, and then we'll get a bit bigger, plates, then maybe a few chairs, maybe the table. Maybe stick a fucking sofa up my ass, you know?
That'll
do it. I'm looking for something to stick up my ass.
I have brilliant. Lots of things.
Fucking brilliant.
Oh, shit.
That's awesome.
I'll help you, Jen.
That is fucking brilliant. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan will help you.
I got lots of stuff.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got that big, giant...
I have that 18-inch black dildo.
Oh, nice. Does that not get painful?
I don't know. I don't. It's never been used on me or attempted even.
Really? Why have you got it then?
Well, someone want to like break it to Jin what I do for work?
Oh yeah, no. I remember you talking. Okay.
We also talk about Jomo.
Yeah. Hello. Is this the Italy White House Hotel?
Hey.
This is the White House Hotel, correct?
Okay.
I'm asking you a question. Do you speak English?
No.
Ah, Fungale Butana. Does someone speak English there? Fuck him. All right. If they don't speak English, I can't work with that. I don't have any. Maybe he doesn't. He's being ignorant. I don't know. Sorry. Here's another White House. A lot of White Houses. White House in Italy. Another one. Good. Okay. Oh, that's where the hookers are again.
Yeah.
I think I missed dialed this.
Maybe you can like fist me. Have I fisted a man before?
Perhaps. No, I haven't.
That's so fucking.
You could be my first.
It's not me. It's General.
You can still be my first though, if you want.
Yeah, we can do that. You should come to London.
I'm coming to London. I said.
When are you coming to London?
In the winter, hopefully.
In this winter?
Spring, winter. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm sorting it all out.
Figure
really.
It out and tell me.
I mean, she's trying to get the money together.
No. Who do you think I am? I have the money together. Okay. Trying to sort out, like, living stuff.
Someone's got to feed Wanton.
Well, yeah. My lease is up in October, so I'm just trying to figure out logistics.
Hello?
Pronto?
Yeah, hi. Do you speak English?
Please?
Yeah, please. Yes. I'm staying here at the White House. I'm a guest. You know?
Si.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Where can I find... I want sex. I want to have sex with a woman. Where can I find butana? You know butana? Putana? Where can I find?
Do you understand? Yeah. Number non giusto. Ristorante. Qui ristorante.
Uh-huh. Okay. And where's the butana? Uh-huh. Where? Where is butana for me? I want butana.
Return.
Return?
You.
Me. Uh-huh. What? What?
number, new number.
Uh-huh.
This is not good, this number.
My number's not telephone. Good. Your number, wrong number?
No number, no, this number, new number.
Hey, fuck you. Okay, fuck you.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck
okay.
You. Okay, motherfucker.
Maybe you can like fist me. Have you ever fisted a man before?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm done.
Yes.
Learn to speak English. All right, bye. Jesus.
Oh my
Christ.
God. This fucking soundboard is brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, it's not a soundboard yet, but I'll put it into software soon, and once I get enough God. Clips, I can take up to 22 clips in the program I've written so far.
That's fucking legendary. You can just sort of insert it randomly.
He does this shit all the time. I'll be doing, you know, I'll be on Dwight's show and he's repeating stuff and I think the guy's still talking.
I used to do it to the people that I called, so I used to record them. Mm-hmm. And make clips of what they were saying, and then I would play it back to them.
Yeah, the Indian guys.
Call,
yeah.
There was one call that got over 10,000 hits on YouTube.
Nice.
It was like the Bengali call. It was so funny, but it was mostly Bengali. So I'm swearing at these guys in Bengali, and it's like they're talking to each other, but it's just the fucking voice of another person.
My favorite example of that you did was the one credit agency. What was that called?
Oh, Robinson Way.
Robinson Way. That's dude. That was great. That shit right there.
I need
there.
To do more of those fuckers. I wish I had the time now to just do more shows.
Robinson Way was awesome. I got another hotel in the Irish Republic. This is an Irish hotel. Dwight, are you ready yet? Are you doing good?
Oh yeah.
You want to do? Okay. You've been quiet. You okay, honey, baby?
Oh, I'm fine.
He says, "Oh, I'm fine," but really, he's getting ready to murder some motherfucker.
Yeah, this the hotel?
Yes.
Let's see here. I need to be transferred to a room.
Sorry?
I need to be transferred to a room.
But you don't.
What?
What do you say, sorry?
Room. I need to be transferred to room.
You want a room for tonight?
Yes.
No, but we are full.
Well, you better kick someone out and make room for me, motherfucker, you dirty Irish bastard.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I know, that was kind of weird, Dwight. My bad. Ah. Let me set up here. Ooh, Dead Horse Electrics. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Dead Horse Machine.
Dead Horse Machine Electrics.
Come here. On top.
Yeah, this is
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
Yeah, maybe we're not dialing it right. Alright, so much for the horse. Sorry, Lonesome, couldn't do that one. Bunny's Hoppers Takeaway in Australia. This seems to be a food establishment in Australia. I'm getting ready to call it quits because I've been tired. It's been 3 hours and it's midnight. So if anyone wants to do a prank, you know, one more chance. It's coming up. Time's coming.
One time. Eyeing up the nurses with some gloves that read eye squeeze.
Who the fuck said to speak, Mr. Me Siamese? Morgan sounds like she was
here. Yeah, sorry. What's it called?
Yep.
Hello? Hi. Hello, you have the bunnies?
Bunny?
Yeah.
I think you call long number.
No. Bunny Hopper's Takeaway? You have the bunnies, right?
No.
What is this? What is this place? Who am I? Who are you? Who am I? What is this? What? No, who are you? Who are you?
What do you call me?
Well, who are you? What are you? Where are you from? Who are you? Well, where, who are you and where do you come from?
Me?
Yes, you.
Me? I come from far away.
You come from where?
Far away.
Far away. Which dirty country do you come from?
What language do you come from?
No, I'm asking you the questions, so you just answer. You don't ask more questions, okay? Comprende? Capiche? Got it? Sir?
Hello?
Yeah, so where do you come from?
Why are you asking me where you come from?
Don't worry about the reasons I'm asking. Just answer the fucking question, okay?
What the fuck can I say? You don't call me again, okay?
Listen, you don't swear. You don't make the swear words at me, mister. Okay?
Yeah, I'm busy, okay? Don't call me again. You
don't be fucking rude, okay? You answer the woman's questions when she asks them, okay? You understand? I'm Quilo. I'm a Quilo. You understand?
No, understand. Don't call me again. Okay.
Okay, so you're not from dirty China. Let's see. What dirty country are you from? Enyang Hasio? Is he still there?
No, he's not now.
Okay, someone else. Sorry, I had no idea where to go. That was the wrong number.
Tried to say hello in Korean at the end. Annyeong.
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out where he was from.
Annyeong. Yeah, that was the wrong number, and I have no idea where I got that copy paste. It was totally a random number that came up.
I think he has the potential to like really unleash on a man if a man calls in and is rude to him next.
Possibly. Hey, I saved the number, by the way. I was like, hey, let me save this number.
I have a feeling that he'll get very angry.
Do you think it's
you idiot? Are you calling him?
Yeah, I'm calling this dude back.
Someone can be my boyfriend.
The long number.
Hello.
You idiot. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. What you doing?
Why? How come?
What do you mean, why?
Where come from?
What?
What?
What are you doing?
Why? What am I doing?
What do you mean, why? I'm asking you, cunt. You answer the question, okay? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you too, you cunt. What do you mean, fuck you? Fuck your mother. Hey. So maybe you can like fist me. Have you ever fisted a man before?
That's weird.
I think he said call. He said call back, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
it was in there somewhere.
Hey guys.
Yeah, I like how he immediately was like, "Fuck off."
Baz
is here.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Man.
Baz, are you
Baz machine.
Are you playing fantasy football?
I'll talk to you about it later.
I'm looking for something to stick up my ass.
You know what works really good? Cucumbers or carrots?
It's so fucking general. Come on.
Oh, well, I know.
Can you use
birthday
candles?
You can use, other things. It's better to use like the long tapered candles. And then you can play a game. You can light it up.
This is
going to
be worse than the archery. I should never have done this.
Now Jen's forever going to be known for archery and sticking things
archery
up his
bum. Archery and sticking things up his bum.
Candles,
yeah.
Lit candles. Yeah, those big taper ones, you light them in there and then you make it go.
Yeah, I make
circles.
Slaves do that. I make them like break it in half and then stick
Jen,
it up
maybe
their
you could
ass
use
an
arrow.
Maybe.
And then
maybe I can
the
use
fun
an arrow.
Things-
fuck you.
Yeah, that might hurt. But then, the fun part of it is that you have to try to come before the burning candle reaches your anus.
What the fuck?
A little pressure
there. It's a game. Yeah, it's fun.
That's a game as well. What a fucking weird.
You gotta have the mental toughness, you know?
Yeah, the stamina and the control.
Yeah. And
very important.
The perversion.
What's the weirdest shit you've encountered, Miss Morgan?
I was telling, Tom Green asked me that when I was, on his show last week. And there's a guy who I used to do sessions with all the time who would stick three large size apples up his ass and then shoot them out of his ass.
Wow.
And then he had an Altoid tin of really dull sewing needles, and he would then proceed to stick them through his testicles.
What the
but they
fuck?
Were like very, they were very dull, and he didn't wash his hands in between handling the the shit covered apples.
Ugh.
And then piercing. Yeah, it's not good.
God damn.
I don't
That's fucking disgusting.
That's some freaking shit right there.
Wow. Yeah. Did you ever follow up with him? Like, did he ever get permanent damage? Like, I imagine that can't be good.
Well, there's a guy who he actually injected his testicles with rubbing alcohol, so it's called a chemical castration. Holy fuck, a chemical castration. Ugh.
Oh.
And, yeah, so now he cannot produce, like, viable sperm.
Yeah, there was a bill in Florida they were trying to pass that if you were a child molester, they would chemically castrate you, and it was a big
deal. I don't think that's a bad idea. Yeah. Except it would be really horrible if that happened to
an innocent person.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, we kill them anyway here in the city.
I guess some guys inject saline in there, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They had an article on Vice.com the other day where one of the reporters went in and did that.
Oh, really?
Vice is like a hipster bullshit website.
Yeah.
Too.
Just to get like big balls.
I mean, anybody can write a Vice article and probably get it on there.
I like Vice. I watch Vice videos. I don't read the articles, but the videos I do.
Yeah. I mean, the articles, I think pretty much most of their stuff is freelance submitted, probably.
I don't know. What killed Vice for me was their guy who reviews drugs. He is like the biggest hipster prick, and all he want to do is punch his fucking head in.
I think I know who you're talking about. He looks kind of Indian, kind of. I think I know who you're talking about.
Really scrawny white guy.
Oh, really scrawny white.
And he has a really annoying voice. He talks really slow. Huh. Yeah.
He like talks down to people. He thinks he's like hot shit.
Oh, fuck him. I got two numbers. Well, I got more numbers, but I'm thinking only two more here. Quack's Cafe in Australia. Restaurant here. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Let me see what I did. This is a sacred place where we embrace creation through landscape shaped and painted in a vacant space. Yeah, I don't know. All right, never mind. Quality training solutions, business training. Okay, all right. Quality training solutions. Anybody? It's a weird one. Oh my god. I will give one more try and then I'm quitting because it's getting warm in this room. I gotta open the doors. I don't do the show with the windows open, doors open because of the noise. Y'all denominate
fractions. I relapse back to spit. You need to get yourself a portable air conditioner.
Yeah, Dwight was talking to me about that once. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Just worried about it making too much noise, you know, inside. But yeah,
they're not that loud.
If I turn on, the first thing I gotta do is get some LED lights, because I asked Morgan about this around the same time. Because you have some, I think you said. And they don't,
yeah,
they
I have
don't,
a lot of them, actually.
They don't give off the heat.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They don't give off the heat, and they reduce your power bill, but the downside is they cost a lot more.
Yeah, but they last
longer.
Yeah, but
I just get them from, like, China websites, like AliExpress or whatever. They're pretty cheap.
Huh. Well, they last longer, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they last a super long time.
They'll like and last have, like, the length of your the age of your house or something.
There you go.
Yeah. I have like awesome color changing ones with remotes, and then like there's ones that are like speakers as well as lights at the same time.
Oh, cool.
They're pretty
that's
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they're Bluetooth speakers. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so you can stream all over the house or we have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah, there you go. Well, Bass, thanks for coming on, man. I'll talk to you about the fantasy football thing. All right. Sorry you didn't get to do a prank.
Yeah, I'll just. I'll send you a message on your Skype.
Yeah.
Skype chat.
Sounds good. Jen, you good? Thanks for being on. It was fun.
Hey.
Have a good night.
Yeah, good hearing you,
Jen.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the one person that didn't actually enjoy me.
Don't worry.
Have you ever fisted a man before?
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Dwight,
I'll duel him. I will fight him.
Dwight, do you have anything to announce? Have anything going on?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Got any more cam pranks?
Yeah, well, I put one out yesterday, as well as that crazy Andrea bitch. I put out the video for her call yesterday.
Apparently, George followed her on Twitter and retweeted all her shit.
George fucking follows everyone. He's a fucking mongoloid.
That's funny. No offense. Yeah. Anyway, I'll get going. Thanks, General. Thanks for being on.
Good night,
Morgan. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Milkman, are you there? Can you hear me? I don't think Milkman's just stuck on mute. I'm gonna call him back. Milkman's not picking up.
No. I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box.
Alright, then I'll just get out of here. Yeah.
What does Milkman say at the end?
Oh, God, what does he say?
If you got the time, we got the dime.
If you got the dime, we got the time.
El Manito!
Yeah. Generalissimo!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Carlito, thanks for a great show, man. You did another really awesome show. Yeah. It was a really long one, and everybody enjoyed themselves. I hope you all had fun, and find us again here next week at the same time, or maybe just find Carlito here.
Yeah, well, definitely me, hopefully, unless something happens. He's leaving me voicemails on my shit, on my cell phone, but I'm calling him back up on the computer. Here, I'll play his voicemail. I should tell him, leave a voicemail with your goodbye. Kids. You make shit, you crave this. He has a silenced voicemail. He didn't leave anything. Just sat there going, hello? Hello? Alright, I'll try to call him one last time. And then we're done.
Okay.
Hey, there you are. I was about to get
up. Yeah, I got shit. I keep trying to connect to you here. I'm having all kinds of problems.
It's okay. That's alright. I'm ending the show, though. We got you back, though, so you can say goodbye. Yeah. Huh?
Hold on, and I'm trying to get connected.
Oh no. It's because you're using a Bluetooth thing, man.
Yeah, I have to use a Bluetooth because it sounds like shit if not.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, so can you get us, take us out of here? Yeah, I to stop playing so rough, out of courtesy. Yeah. If I would stay in my lane, I swear purposely. Milkman.
Alright, how about now?
Good,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, take us out of here quickly, because I'm tired, man.
Alright, bro. Alright. Alright, honey, baby. Well, thank you so much, everybody. I'd like to thank everybody. What I tell you, we're going to have an action-packed show. Featuring Jen Stewart, our crazy hermano, Generalissimo, our leader, and all our crazy friends that joined us after I got connected. Thank you so much. All our friends over there, 98.6 The Mouth, I'd like to thank especially my good friend there, and all my good friends over in 98.6 The Mouth. And I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in, especially you. That's right, we do this every week. Most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We have to drop the dime. We ask you to give us the time. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. They're always welcome right here in the madhouse, and we couldn't do it without our fearless leader, Generalissimo, the madhouse, Hermanito. Thank you so much, man. You're saving lives one call at a time, my brother, man. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Having me on, man.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone. All
as
right,
you
man.
Know, I'm having a pain in the pain, so
it's all right.
Thank you so much for bearing with me.
All right,
thanks, bro.
All right, now we're out of here. We said goodbye like 1,000 times. See you guys later.
Love you, brother. Step often rejected because I reject the reject. Garage band flow needs me.